Hey, this is Carl Lindebot. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Market FCA US LLC.
If your roof's off to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone by Pavestone and Super Flapper by Fluidmaster. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this fine fall weekend? If it's your house, you are in exactly the right place, because that's what we do every day. We help homeowners just like you. We help apartment dwellers just like you. If you live in a condo, you are welcome as well. Whatever type of project you're doing around your house, we would love to help if you've got a challenge. So if you got stuck in the middle of one, you don't know how to start, you're having trouble picking a color, maybe you have a heating system that just flunked out on you, now that it's getting cold, worst possible time. Whatever's on your to-do list, you have a chance right now to put it on our to-do list by reaching out with your questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask, or better yet, call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you love cooking outdoors, you know, we do, and we do it year-round, but building an outdoor kitchen might be on what I call your someday list. You know, those projects that you hope to tackle someday. Well, that day might come sooner than you think, thanks to a new type of affordable modular brick that makes building fire pits and benches and even a full outdoor kitchen as simple as stacking blocks. We're going to tell you all about it.
All right, and picking out the perfect paint color for your project by sorting through all of those 2-inch color chips, that's really a tough way for you to envision your dream room. So we're going to share some tricks of the trade to making a winning choice when it comes to paint every time.
And do you guys have a room in your home that feels like a total lost cause? Well, you are definitely not alone, because according to a recent survey, half of all Americans believe at least one room in their home is unsalvageable. We're going to share solutions to help clean the slate in just a bit.
But first, our focus is you. We want to know what you want to know. So if there's a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help you make it a DI done project. Whatever it is you are working on, we are here to lend a hand in this perfect home improvement season. We love the autumn, so let's get out there working. Let us know how we can help.
That's right, because we make DIY doable. We've got clear tips and advice to help you get your projects done. Reach out to us right now, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or call us at 888-666-3974.
We've got Carrie on the line who's looking to add a bathroom, a second one, but where is the best spot? Carrie, what's going on?
We have a house that's from 1912. We have a vacant area in the basement that has just some storage, and then we have a partially finished attic space. So our bedroom used to be up there, and we have a huge open space up there. And my husband and I are wanting to add a second bathroom.
Okay.
We're not sure if we should be, you know, which area we should be doing it. Like, is it better to pump up or let gravity?
Yeah. How does gravity play into this is your question. Well, I would take a step back from that, and I would think, if it was me, I would think more about the real estate value of the house, and I would suggest that having a bathroom on the second floor is probably going to be more attractive to potential future buyers than having a bathroom in the basement. The basement is more of a nice-to-have thing, and if it's a big rec room and if it's a big family area, and that's almost like, I hate to call it this, but it's almost like it's a luxury to have a basement bathroom. In terms of the plumbing, it's not a problem. You know, we have the technology.
Up or down, we can make it happen.
We can make it happen. We can move that sewage whichever way it has to go. Obviously upstairs you have a traditional plumbing, but in the basement you would use something called a lift pump. And essentially, it's kind of like a sealed sump pump in a way, but much more heavy duty, and it grinds up waste, and then it pumps it up until it can catch the drain line out of the house, which is generally, you know, not too terribly high. But, you know, we could do either way. But I think if it was me and Leslie, you tell me what you think. But I'm thinking having it upstairs, especially if it was or could potentially be like the master bedroom, that would be like an essential part of the suite, you know?
I mean, it's interesting because, you know, we've been looking to move and I really want my own bathroom in the bedroom. And, you know, when that's not an option and then they're like, oh, look, here's this beautiful bathroom in the basement. And you're like, well, that's awesome, but I don't want to go all the way to the basement. I want my own. I want to go right here. So, I mean, truly, if that's going to be like your main hangout space, not your only option, then do it there. But for value of the home and resale value, that second floor is really going to work because everybody's living there. You're going to argue over who gets to shower first. I mean, all the things that happen that you have not yet encountered are going to happen, so avoid them by having that second bath there.
Perfect advice. I didn't think about any of that stuff. I really appreciate that. That makes absolute perfect sense.
Glad we're able to help you out, and good luck with the project, and call us back if you have more questions anytime.
We appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care, Carrie.
Heading over to West Virginia, where we've got Randall on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Nothing a whole lot. I just got flooded about 5 months ago, but I'm dealing with that.
Terrible.
So, you know, the house was kind of tore up. So my question was, I've lived in this house for 24 years roughly, but the basement has never been vented, and I've never really had a problem with it. So should I vent it now?
Now, when you say basement, are you talking about a full basement, or are you talking about a crawl space?
This is a full basement, but it's like half underground, half above ground.
Yeah, well, you don't vent a space like that. You only put vents in a crawl space, not in a basement.
It does feel a little damp occasionally.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because that's the heart of the matter. So there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, you know, you mentioned flooding, and if that happened during heavy rain and you got more humidity, more dampness, or any kind of leak in that space when that happened, that has everything to do with the drainage around your house, starting with the gutters. If they're not clean, if they're not extended, those downspouts have to be way out away from the foundation, not the 2 feet that most people have, but I'm talking about 6, 7, 8 feet, so that the water moves away from the foundation. Keeping that water away as much as possible will definitely have an impact on drying out that basement space. But if you want to dehumidify it further, what you could do is install a dehumidifier in that space. Now, there are the sort of the portable kind where you have like a tray that fills up with water. You don't want that. There are more professional versions, more heavy-duty versions, where they can be suspended from the ceiling and they pull the moisture out based on the humidistat, and then they automatically pump the water outside. And that's what I have in my basement to help me with some of the humidity issues that we have, even though my drainage outside is perfect. It's just a very sandy, damp kind of soil, and I got a really old house, so the moisture does make itself known in that basement space. So I have a good solid humidifier hung from the ceiling that does a good job keeping it drier. But you don't have to put vents in it. That's not going to help you here. What you want to do is make sure the drainage is right and then dehumidify what's left.
Okay. I mean, it just seemed a little damp down there. There was never any standing water or anything.
Yep.
It just seems damp when you go down there.
I hear you. But putting a vent in is not going to change anything.
That's not going to change. Okay, then I won't bother with it.
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling us.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you'd like to improve your outdoor space by adding an outdoor kitchen, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, planters, or even a bench, there's a way to do it that's as easy as stacking blocks. We're going to explain when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluidmaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you guys, you can reach out now with your questions to moneypit.com/ask, or you can listen and learn to the solutions that we deliver to your fellow DIYers every week on the Money Pit podcast. Be sure to subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, here's a reason to reach out. Have you ever noticed that your toilet just runs and runs or even flushes all by itself? That could be really freaky. But the reason it does that is because you have a leaking flush valve. But we've got a solution, and we're giving it away today on the show. It's the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. It stops noisy running toilets from wasting water and flushing your cash down the drain. And it fits both 2-inch and 3-inch toilet flush valves, and it fits almost every toilet imaginable. We've got a set of three, which is worth $45 going out to one lucky listener. Make that you. Reach out to us with your questions, because the new Fluid Master Super Flapper is available at Home Depot for $14.98, but we're going to give away a set of three to one listener drawn at random. You can actually do all the toilets in your house. Upgrade all of them. Do it once, do it right, and you won't have to do it again. So make that you. Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
heading to the beautiful Florida Keys where we've got Lillian on the line, and you're dealing with some worms in the patio? What's going on?
I'm calling in reference to some worms that we keep getting into our screened-in patio that we seem to have here in the Florida Keys. And I'm not sure what to do about them. I've tried different sprays to try to keep them out, and nothing is working.
Leslie, I don't think this is just a Florida problem. I've seen this in my own garage here in the Northeast. Have you ever seen the worms come up after heavy rain and get into your patio or your sidewalks, your driveway, that kind of place?
Oh, for sure. My goodness. They just seem to find their way out of the soil, I think, just because it gets so wet.
And that's exactly right. That's why they do it, because worms actually breathe through their skin. So when you have a heavy rain, they need to get oxygen. They do that by coming up out of the lawn, out of the dirt, and very often will crawl right up on the patio, which is kind of like committing worm suicide, because then they get baked by the sun or stepped on by us or by pets. But the thing is, worms are really beneficial in the soil. So I think it's just something you have to learn to live with. I wouldn't try to do anything to stop worms from enjoying all the soil. It's unfortunate that they have this behavior where they come up into the patios, into the garages, and the sidewalks. But for everyone that comes up, I'm sure there are many, many more that are in the soil, helping it become rich and organic and supporting our lawns and our gardens in the process.
Well, outdoor kitchens are a growing trend, and for good reason. If you're big on summer barbecues, but you're tired of running back and forth from the kitchen to the grill, an outdoor kitchen is the perfect way to put prep, cooking, and cleanup all in one place while keeping you close to the party. But if this is a project that you've been putting off, there is an easy way to build a complete outdoor kitchen yourself using stackable blocks.
Yep, it's a product called Rumblestone, and it's made by Pavestone. Now, these blocks look like sort of rustic stones, and they come in kits that stack sort of like Legos. I mean, they're modular. They can be used to build all sorts of popular outdoor features. So think about maybe building a fire pit or a grill enclosure or a planter or even a complete outdoor kitchen. Now, the process to build with these Rumblestone blocks is pretty simple. You start by laying out and setting your first row of blocks on a concrete patio, and from there, the next rows are stacked right on top of each other, and there's no need for mortar in between, which is one of the reasons this is such an easy way to build an outdoor kitchen. You just run a bead of Quikrete Advanced Polymer Construction Adhesive between the stones.
Yeah, and you know what's awesome is that the Rumblestone blocks, they're available in kits as well as individual blocks that you can use for traditional paver projects like patios, walls, even landscape borders. Quikrete also has a step-by-step video of a beautiful outdoor kitchen made with Rumblestone and then topped with a concrete countertop. It's available online, so you can get lots of ideas and great information out there so you can start these projects yourself.
Rumblestones are a great way to build a beautiful outdoor kitchen yourself. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Vincent, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have got an issue with a leaking ceiling. I'm not sure if it's coming from my roof or from my air conditioners. Doesn't do it all the time, but sometimes when it rains, it comes down, and then other times when it's not raining, it comes down. So we're kind of at a loss. We've got a metal roof on it. It's an older structured house.
Right.
I'm thinking maybe the drip edge at the going where it goes into the guttering, you know, but like I said, I've not had any luck because I think I have it fixed, and then it'll come a rain and it comes in again.
It comes in again, right. So have you been doing to fix it? Have you been sealing the seams in the metal roof?
Yeah, we got up and put some caulking and stuff along the, you know, where the edges and stuff was, and it's supposed to be a 20-year roof, and we've only had it on the house probably about 8 years.
Well, wait a minute. If this is a metal roof, it's supposed to be a 100-year roof. I mean, metal roofs will last a long time. Here's what I would do. I would try to make it leak. So I would go up there. Can you get up there in that area with a hose?
Yeah.
Okay, so I would try to make it leak. So I would try, you know, a normal light-duty rainfall when it falls down from the top and see if that does anything. And then I would try some directional pressure against those seams and see if I can figure out what type of driving rainstorm is coming in here, because I suspect it is due to the rain driving in on those, and it might be trapped in there, and that's why it maybe comes out days later after a rainfall. I don't know. But I think what you're going to have to do is to try to figure out what part of that is breaking down. And then once you do, if you've already gone the caulk route, I would suggest taking apart that section of the roof and then putting it back together with the proper sealants to make sure you get it done once and for all.
Right. Okay.
All right. That's the way to approach that.
we've got to repair the ceiling, but we're not going to repair the ceiling.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that until you know you got this leak done. Yeah. And by the way, when you do repair that ceiling, make sure you use primer on it, because if you don't prime over leak stains, they're going to come right through the finished paint. Okay?
Yeah. Actually, I think what we're going to do is put up a lip siding or like a, not a paneling, but it's a plank that'll go up. And get rid of the popcorn that's up there right now. It's
Well, listen, you know the four most expensive words in home improvement while you're at it.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Courtney in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about adding air conditioning to her home. This is a biggie, and it could be a big expensive project. Tell us about it.
I guess I'm wondering if, the best way to do that, we have a Cape Cod house. We'll need to put in ducting, but there has been some talk from the contractors that I've had come in talk about the difficulty based on, the structure of the house, and also if I should consider taking out the baseboard heaters and just doing, all one system for heating and AC.
You know, Leslie, I hate hearing that contractors are advising you to take out a baseboard hot water heating system,
which is the best heating ever.
The best ever, most desirable. And I would fire that guy, or if you haven't hired him yet, I would not let him back in your house, because that is somebody that has no clue what he's doing. And plus, you know, if you're worried about the complexity of installing ducts for air conditioning, that becomes far more complex if you now have to also install ducts to get heat into your house. Now, in a Cape Cod house, it's actually not terribly difficult because the cool air is going to fall. So you're going to have your air handler up in that attic space of the Cape Cod. It could be in sort of that crawl space area where it's like the other side of the knee wall or somewhere up there. You're going to have the air handler there. And then you're going to duct down into the ceiling below. Now, if the attic is finished, then, yeah, it's a little more complicated. But, again, you would duct right from there. So this is not a terribly complex project. You have to be selective and you have to be crafty about how you run the ducts. And if you're worried about having, you know, big ducts there, there's another type of system that's called Space Pack. It's a high-velocity, low-volume system. And by that I mean it uses ducts that are about 3 inches in diameter, and it blows air through them really fast. And you don't see it too often because it's a more expensive system, but it's often used in older houses where you don't want to have to do a lot of demolition to get the ductwork in. But, you know, in our house, we added central AC. When we first took it over, we had about 8 window units, and we put in central AC, and it's an old house, and we just had to be, you know, selective and strategic about how we did that. But I don't think you should consider for 1 minute taking out that wonderful baseboard heat, because that's just the best.
I mean, it really does. It heats up super quick. It keeps the heat in the room. So if you start to switch to a different type of heat, you're going to feel it differently. It's going to not be as warm as you want it to be. I would for sure not change that.
Yeah, and it's also super dry. I mean, forced air heat is super dry compared to baseboard heat, which is nice and warm and comfortable. So stick with what you got and add the AC.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. You know, picking out a perfect paint color for your project, it's hard. And it's even harder when you're at the home center and you're kind of looking at these 2-inch color chips and you're like, oh, this baby tiny color is totally easy for me to see what it's going to look like in my house. Well, we're going to share some tricks of the trade to help you make a winning choice every time. So stick around.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car, and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, picking the perfect paint color for your project is a task that often causes undue frustration on the part of DIYers. I mean, sorting through 2-inch color chips and trying to imagine how that shade may look in your kitchen is really enough to make your stomach churn. Leading paint manufacturers feel your pain, though, and they want to do everything possible to help you choose the color of your dreams with Shades of Perfection.
That's right. And to help, Sherwin-Williams has just introduced the 2025 Color Mix Forecast, and that's a yearly trend forecast that's comprised of 48 hand-selected trending colors to help make your decor dreams a reality. So joining us now with the highlights is Sue Wadden, Director of Color Marketing for Sherwin-Williams. Welcome, Sue.
Hi, Leslie. Hi, Tom. How are you?
We are great.
Well, this must be the funnest job, looking at colors all day. Please tell me you also come up with the names.
I do. I do all those things. I
that
say
so
often, I really have the best job ever. I love it.
Man, the names alone are just amazing. I have a local Sherwin-Williams store that I visit often because of all my remodeling that I'm always doing. And just to go through those colors and trying to remember what name goes with what color and trying to pick a color that somehow is closely connected with the name you end up with, it's got to be a bit of a challenge.
It is. And, you know, what people don't really know is we're a 157-year-old paint company, so you really can't duplicate color names. So anytime there's something new, you have to kind of scrub through all of those historic names to make sure it's got a unique name, color, description. I mean, it's more of a challenge than you think.
Oh, I imagine it's a huge challenge.
Yeah.
You know, we always get compared like, oh, it's like naming cosmetics or nail polish colors, but it's not really the same because they have a lot more freedom. We have to like really, really think about the colors to make sure that they last the test of time and make sense. You know, colors like emoji and, you know, 18 years ago didn't make sense.
Is emoji yellow?
Yes, right.
Okay,
so that's
okay.
I wanted to try a name that was that color. And people are like, well, what happens when emojis aren't around anymore? Nobody's going to know what that color means. So it's more complicated than it seems, but it's certainly fun.
All right. So folks often get frustrated when they have to pick a color. I know that I have spent probably way too much time staring at color chips in my local Sherwin-Williams store trying to get that perfect shade of, like, linen for an older house that we were working on. Any tips for helping to make this easier on consumers, especially when they feel unsure or uncertain about their own sort of design choices?
You know, there's always a couple ways in to select color. People come into a store and they know exactly what they're looking for, and that's easy because they can go up to the selector and make a choice, and it's usually the right choice. Where it gets more complicated is when people don't have any idea what they are looking for, and so that's why a trend report is a valuable tool. You mentioned our color mix forecast. It's kind of our trend season now, and that's a guidepost on what's coming. So when you walk into your favorite furniture shop or, you know, your favorite retailer, you can know that the colors we're talking about at Sherwin-Williams are the colors that you're going to see when you shop. And it's just a way to help kind of curate that selection process down to something that's a little more tangible. And so we use this forecast to really help consumers shop color in a new and interesting way. It's easy to kind of default to a linen white, which is safe. You know, whites are often our most popular colors because people can, they understand them. It's a little bit more of a risk to take on maybe a red or a blue or a green even. And so a forecast report sort of helps with that.
And do you find that people kind of resonate to do you find that people sort of gravitate towards these trends because it's being suggested to them? Or do you think that the colors kind of bring up a certain feeling in them that makes them feel more comfortable with the choice?
I think it's both those things. Because they can visualize the color, you know, we shoot photography, we create this beautiful artwork, we've got a great website. So people can visualize the color in a space and then sort of interpret it and get inspired for their own space, which is really valuable. You know, seeing a color on a wall, even in a photograph, inspires confidence. And so that's a big part of what we try to do because it's about creative expression. We want people to be excited about their homes. Try something new. Don't just default to the same sort of, you know, beautiful but risk-averse color. We want people to take a chance because that's really what 2025 is going to be about. We've talked about color reemerging, and that's where we're moving.
You know, I love what you've done with your website, the fact that you can go look at a color, and then you could look at that color in a living room, in a bedroom, in a kitchen. You can see all the colors that complement that in terms of choosing trim and that sort of thing. And just with a few clicks, you can change that color in that same room. And I've done it where I've had multiple tabs open on my computer, just gone across three or four different versions of the color for a particular room. And it really helps narrow it down, because when you see them side by side, it really starts to show you, oh, this one's a little more brown, this one's a little more blue, or whatever it is. Right in front of you on the screen and the rendition, yeah, it may not be perfect because it depends on so many other factors, your connection speed, your display, that sort of thing. But it really helps narrow down the choices, right?
Yes, definitely. And then I would say you should take it to the next step by getting a color chip. Order online or go run into a store and then grab a couple chips sort of in that color family that you're narrowing down to. Bring them home. Look at them in different times of day, different areas of the room, because color can really have different characteristics, daytime, nighttime, you know, west-facing, east-facing. So start with the digital experience and then grab a chip and take it home.
We should tell folks, you also have not just the small, I guess it's about a 2x2 chip, but you have larger ones up to what looks like, I don't know, maybe it's like 12x12 or 8x12 or something, 8x8. It's big, so you can order these and really have a wide sample of the paint so that you can put it on the walls in different rooms and see how it changes with the lighting and such. I think that's really smart as well.
Definitely. And people always ask us to see the chip represented in a bigger way. Maybe they don't want to paint a wet sample, but they want a repositionable chip. So those larger 8x8 chips are kind of that experience, which they've been really popular.
I mean, it is great because you can put it near a lamp, you can put it near a window, so it's like you do get a sense of what it's like in all areas of the room, whereas if you are physically painting a swath on the wall or a section, you're kind of just stuck with that spot. So it's like I love the larger chips. The problem is I love all the colors of the chips, so then I end up wanting to, like, patchwork things. It's like a nightmare. When I was a kid, I was probably responsible for a lot of the inventory of paint chips missing from the local Sherwin-Williams because I would take them home. I would make craft projects out of them. They were like my most favorite supply.
You know, I will tell you this, and I'll probably get admonished for saying this, but oftentimes designers, they love the larger size, and they'll just take blue painter's tape and tack them up and then keep them for later. So instead of taking the adhesive back off and sticking them on the wall, they'll use their own tape so that way they have the chip for longer.
Yeah,
that's great.
that's awesome. So what's next for Sherwin-Williams, Sue?
You know, I'm always trying to reinvent how we look at color, how we think about color. Color is, you know, such an emotional connection for people in the home. I hate that anybody is feeling overwhelmed by that experience. So we just try to create new tools, new experiences, new inspiration so people can have the confidence to bring color in.
Well, you can head over to your local Sherwin-Williams store, or you can go to Sherwin-Williams.com and get expert advice on color and finishes for all your home improvement projects. You can also listen to the Color Mixology Podcast by Sherwin-Williams anywhere you listen to podcasts.
That's right. Love it.
Sue Wadden from Sherwin-Williams, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit and for all the great work you guys do to make color selection easy for all of our users.
Excellent. Well, thanks for having me.
Sue Wadden from Sherwin-Williams, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. I mean, talk about a great job. I want to name paint colors all day long, except suddenly I have writer's block. Coming up, you guys, do you have a room in your home that feels like a total lost cause? Well, you are definitely not alone. According to a recent survey, half of Americans believe at least one room in their house is unsalvageable. We're going to share solutions to help clean the slate next. This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Hey, guys, what are you working on this weekend? It's a beautiful fall weekend. I know you're out there doing something. So once you finish the kids' sports or whatever other activities you've got going on, how are you going to make your house better? You know, we here at the Money Pit love to make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, if one of the projects you want to take on this weekend is to stop your toilet from running and wasting lots and lots of water, we can help because we're giving away a set of three new super flappers from FluidMaster. Now, these super flapper valves will replace both 2-inch or 3-inch toilet flush valves, and they fit pretty much every toilet imaginable. They are super easy to install. They're available at Home Depot for $14.98 each, but we got a set of three going out to one listener drawn at random. So maybe you can update all the toilets in your house and never have runny toilets again. Thank that you. Give us a call right now. These are going out to one listener. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
So do you have a room in your home that feels like a complete lost cause? Well, you're definitely not alone, guys. You know, according to a recent survey, half of Americans believe at least one room in their home is unsalvageable. And what's their main issue with these rooms? Clutter. Now, the most challenging spaces tend to be closets and garages with, you know, 33% of people struggling to keep their closet organized and 24% admitting that they have items without a proper place. I always find that I organize the closets probably twice a year, and I don't know what happens between the closet organization and, like, 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
But, boy, is it difficult to keep them in that state.
Well, it turns out it's not just about a lack of space. Many people feel cramped in their homes, with 34% saying they simply don't have enough room for everything. But here is the good news. No room is truly unsalvageable if you take the right approach. You know, a huge part of the problem for a lot of us is simply having too much stuff. So it can be hard to let go, but purging items that you no longer use or need is really the first step to reclaiming those rooms. Organizing experts often recommend starting small, one drawer or one corner at a time, to make the task less overwhelming.
Yeah, because if you don't start small and say you just kind of dump everything out of that closet, you will very quickly become overwhelmed and you'll kind of just give up in the middle of this giant mess that you've created. So if you can do it small, you can conquer that and then move on to the next. Now, another trick, consider multifunctional furniture, you know, a piece of furniture that doubles as a storage item. So think about an ottoman with compartments or beds with drawers underneath. This way you're not just organizing, but you're also creating more usable space. Now, let's not forget about the garage. It is often the place where everything gets kind of dumped. So wall-mounted storage systems, hooks, ceiling racks, these are great for keeping things off of the floor. It opens up space for tools, seasonal items, or perhaps, get this novel idea, the car. Remember? The car's supposed to go in the garage.
Wow, I never thought of that.
I've never put mine in my garage, just so you know.
I never have either. But, I mean, my excuse is that I have a shop in my garage, so we all use the space the way we like to use it. But, I mean, it is all about taking those small steps to make a big impact. So who knows? That unsalvageable room might just become your new favorite space.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are key to a green lifestyle. We're going to share a green table building project that delivers all three next on the Money.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. If you've got questions about projects you want to get done around your house, now's your chance. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Tracy wrote into Team Money Pit asking, should I take off wallpaper on top of plaster completely, or should I just sheetrock over it? I mean, I think this is a it depends kind of question. It's like, what condition is your plaster in? What condition is the wallpaper in? How much of an effort are you looking to put into this project?
How many layers of wallpaper do you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if the plaster is in bad shape, I mean, if it's cracked, if it's loose, if it's physically separating from the plaster lath that held it, you know, then I think it's kind of a non-starter, and the wallpaper decision is really pretty much made for you at that point. It's not savable, right? I mean, because you don't want to try to put good wallpaper over an unstable wall surface.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's like if the surface is unstable, don't spend the time trying to remove all that paper and instead sheetrock over it, sort of reinforce everything. You're going to have to extend a couple of things out, door jams perhaps, trimming, baseboards, outlets. But that's definitely the better approach if that plaster is kind of not really holding on to the lath as it should be. Now, if it is, there are some ways that you can try to remove that paper using a paper tiger, steaming, fabric softener, and water. You know, there's a lot of tricks of the trade to kind of dampen that wallpaper and loosen up the adhesive, and then you can kind of peel it off. But I'm telling you, it's going to take a little bit. If your goal is painting, you got to make sure you give it a really good cleaning so that you don't get unevenness in the sheen from adhesive that may have stayed on. So let's think about it. If you want to send us some more info, we can dig a little deeper.
Well, the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are the key to a green lifestyle. Leslie has tips to help with one green table building project that delivers all three in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
Yeah, and you know what? This truly is about repurposing. And this is a really great trick of the trade to just turn unusual items that you've already got around the house into functional and pretty darn good-looking side tables. There's so many things that you can use that, you know, for a different purpose than what they were intended for. So, for example, those glazed ceramic garden stools, I mean, they were the rage ages ago. They're still available at all sorts of decor centers and crafting shops, even discount shops. And they look great as a little unexpected side table, even in a bathroom. You know, it's a great spot to kind of put a candle, an orchid, a rolled up towel. It's just something unusual and bright and poppy that you might not see in an interior space. Bring it on in from the garden. Clean it up. Use it there. Rain drums. If you've got a cool vintage wire basket, old suitcases, heck, even old musical instruments, they work very well. You obviously just have to kind of figure out how to stabilize this item that you've found, put it on a base maybe, stack something up, secure them together. And then to complete this table transformation, you can get a piece of tempered glass and use that as a table top. So it's really fun. If you find a cool piece and you're kind of stuck and don't know what to do with it, shoot us an email or send us a text or whatever. Send us the picture. Let us know, like, I've got this cool thing and I want it to be a table. We can figure out how to do that if you get stuck. But I promise you, once those creative juices start flowing, you're going to be making some really cool, unique stuff for your house.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, do you guys know the difference between mold and mildew? I mean, look, both can be pretty unwelcome guests in your home, but each requires a different approach to handle. We'll break down how to spot the signs of mold and mildew and how to prevent them from coming back on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Many Floridians spent much of today beginning the arduous work of cleaning up after Hurricane Milton. Venice resident Ron Dyer says they cleaned up after Hurricane Helene, and then Milton brought all the devastation back home and more.
You come here 10 days ago, and you see what you see, and you came here today, you see what you see. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference, except in this one, the roof came off.
Governor Ron DeSantis said several fuel depots where residents could get $10 of gas for free were set to open. Officials were also using state fuel stockpiles to replenish area gas stations. Estimated costs from the storm will range from $50 to $85 billion. Also at townhall.com, a massive NASA spacecraft is ready to set sail for Jupiter and its moon Europa. The craft named Europa Clipper will peer beneath the moon's icy crust and determine whether conditions there could support life. With more on the story, correspondent Marcia Dunn.
The destination, while it may be Jupiter, it's actually one of the 95 moons of Jupiter, Europa. And scientists have long been intrigued with Europa. Even though it has an icy shell, an icy crust, it's believed that there could be a vast global ocean under this ice. And where there's water, NASA says, perhaps there could be life.
Correspondent Marcia Dunn. Palestinians in northern Gaza are describing heavy Israeli bombardment in the hours after airstrikes killed at least 22. Israel is warning people there and in southern Lebanon to get out of the way of offensives against the Hamas and Hezbollah militant groups. The UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon said that its headquarters in Naqoura has again been hit, and hunger warnings have emerged again as the UN World Food Program says no food aid has entered since October 1st. More at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Special correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the recent U.S. airstrike in Syria and a plan to disrupt extremists from attacking the region.
A series of U.S. airstrikes have targeted several camps run by the Islamic State group in Syria. The U.S. military said the operation will disrupt the extremists from conducting attacks in the region and beyond. The U.S. Central Command confirmed the airstrikes, but did not specify the locations in Syria. About 900 U.S. troops have been deployed in eastern Syria, alongside the U.S.-backed and Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, which played a crucial role in the fight fight against Islamic State militants. Despite their defeat, attacks by Islamic State sleeper cells in Iraq and Syria have been on the rise over the past years, leaving numerous people killed or wounded. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Upheaval in a huge foster care case in Texas.
A federal appeals court ordering the removal of a judge and overturned her contempt finding and fine against the state. That in a lawsuit over the state's struggling foster care system. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling says U.S. District Judge Janice Jack's contempt ruling and $100,000 per day fine violates the constitutional limits of the power of the court over individual states. The appeals court also says the judge, quote, disrespected the state and its attorneys. Jason Walker reporting.
Voters in a ring of congressional districts encircling New York City could decide which party controls the U.S. House for the next couple of years. 11 districts within a 90-mile drive of Manhattan are expected to be among the country's most closely contested House races on Election Day. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
These three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
I was able to buy my first home using the VA home loan guarantee without having to put down a down payment. I was able to graduate from college using the post 9/11 GI Bill debt-free. I was able to enroll in VA healthcare, and I know that VA is going to be there for me when I need it. My services then and my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Right now, is Kamala trying to earn the dumb vote? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Kamala Harris is pitching $25,000 for first-time homebuyers while trying to build millions of new homes with government funds, all while using small businesses as straw men. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone by Pavestone and Super Flapper by Fluidmaster. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this fine fall weekend? If it's your house, you are in exactly the right place, because that's what we do every day. We help homeowners just like you. We help apartment dwellers just like you. If you live in a condo, you are welcome as well. Whatever type of project you're doing around your house, we would love to help if you've got a challenge. So if you got stuck in the middle of one, you don't know how to start, you're having trouble picking a color, maybe you have a heating system that just flunked out on you, now that it's getting cold, worst possible time. Whatever's on your to-do list, you have a chance right now to put it on our to-do list by reaching out with your questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask, or better yet, call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you love cooking outdoors, you know, we do, and we do it year-round, but building an outdoor kitchen might be on what I call your someday list. You know, those projects that you hope to tackle someday. Well, that day might come sooner than you think, thanks to a new type of affordable modular brick that makes building fire pits and benches and even a full outdoor kitchen as simple as stacking blocks. We're going to tell you all about it.
All right, and picking out the perfect paint color for your project by sorting through all of those 2-inch color chips, that's really a tough way for you to envision your dream room. So we're going to share some tricks of the trade to making a winning choice when it comes to paint every time.
And you guys have a room in your home that feels like a total lost cause? Well, you are definitely not alone, because according to a recent survey, half of all Americans believe at least one room in their home is unsalvageable. We're going to share solutions to help clean the slate in just a bit.
But first, our focus is you. We want to know what you want to know. So if there's a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help you make it a DI done project. Whatever it is you are working on, we are here to lend a hand in this perfect home improvement season. We love the autumn, so let's get out there working. Let us know how we can help.
That's right, because we make DIY doable. We've got clear tips and advice to help you get your projects done. Reach out to us right now, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or call us at 888-666-3974.
We've got Carrie on the line who's looking to add a bathroom, a second one, but where is the best spot? Carrie, what's going on?
We have a house that's from 1912. We have a vacant area in the basement that has just some storage, and then we have a partially finished attic space. So our bedroom used to be up there, and we have a huge open space up there. And my husband and I are wanting to add a second bathroom.
Okay.
We're not sure if we should be, you know, which area we should be doing it. Like, is it better to pump up or let gravity?
Yeah. How does gravity play into this is your question. Well, I would take a step back from that, and I would think, if it was me, I would think more about the real estate value of the house. And I would suggest that having a bathroom on the second floor is probably going to be more attractive to potential future buyers than having a bathroom in the basement. The basement is more of a nice-to-have thing, and if it's a big rec room and if it's a big family area, and that's almost like, I hate to call it this, but it's almost like it's a luxury to have a basement bathroom. In terms of the plumbing, it's not a problem. You know, we have the technology.
Up or down, we can make it happen.
We can move that sewage whichever way it has to go. Obviously upstairs you have a traditional plumbing, but in the basement you would use something called a lift pump. And essentially is kind of like a sealed sump pump in a way, but much more heavy duty, and it grinds up waste, and then it pumps it up until it can catch the drain line out of the house, which is generally, you know, not too terribly high. But, you know, we could do either way. But I think if it was me and Leslie, you tell me what you think, but I'm thinking having it upstairs, especially if it could potentially be like the master bedroom, that would be like an essential part of the suite, you know?
I mean, it's interesting because, you know, we've been looking to move and I really want my own bathroom in the bedroom. And, you know, when that's not an option, and then they're like, oh, look, here's this beautiful bathroom in the basement. And you're like, well, that's awesome, but I don't want to go all the way to the basement. I want my own. I want to go right here. So, I mean, truly, if that's going to be like your main hangout space and that's your only option, then do it there. But for value of the home and resale value, that second floor is really going to work because everybody's living there. You're going to argue over who gets to shower first. I mean, all the things that happen that you have not yet encountered are going to happen, so avoid them by having that second bath there.
Perfect advice. I didn't think about any of that stuff. I really appreciate that. That makes absolute perfect sense.
Glad we're able to help you out, and good luck with the project, and call us back if you have more questions anytime.
We appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care, Carrie.
Heading over to West Virginia, where we've got Randall on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Nothing, a whole lot. I just got flooded about 5 months ago, but I'm dealing with that.
Terrible.
So, you know, the house was kind of tore up. So my question was, I've lived in this house for 24 years roughly, but the basement has never been vented, and I've never really had a problem with it. So should I vent it now?
Now, when you say basement, are you talking about a full basement, or are you talking about a crawl space?
This is a full basement, but it's like half underground, half above ground.
Yeah. Well, you don't vent a space like that. You don't. You only put vents in a crawl space, not in a basement.
Yeah. So, I mean, it does feel a little damp occasionally.
Okay. So let's talk about that, because that's the heart of the matter. So there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, you know, you mentioned flooding, and if that happened during heavy rain and you got more humidity, more dampness, or any kind of leak in that space when that happened, that has everything to do with the drainage around your house, starting with the gutters. If they're not clean, if they're not extended, those downspouts have to be way out away from the foundation, not the 2 feet that most people have, but I'm talking about 6, 7, 8 feet, so that the water moves away from the foundation. Keeping that water away as much as possible will definitely have an impact on drying out that basement space. But if you want to dehumidify it further, what you could do is install a dehumidifier in that space. Now, there are the sort of the portable kind where you have like a tray that fills up with water. You don't want that. There are more professional versions, more heavy-duty versions, where they can be suspended from the ceiling and they pull the moisture out based on the humidistat, and then they automatically pump the water outside. And that's what I have in my basement to help me with some of the humidity issues that we have. Even though my drainage outside is perfect, it's just a very sandy, damp kind of soil, and I got a really old house, so the moisture does make itself known in that basement space. So I have a good solid humidifier hung from the ceiling that does a good job keeping it drier. But you don't have to put vents in it. That's not going to help you here. What you want to do is make sure the drainage is right and then dehumidify what's left.
Okay. I mean, it just seemed a little damp down there. There was never any standing water or anything.
Yep.
It just seemed damp when you go down there.
I hear you. But putting a vent in is not going to change anything.
That's not going to change. Okay, then I won't bother with it.
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling us.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you'd like to improve your outdoor space by adding an outdoor kitchen, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, planters, or even a bench, there's a way to do it that's as easy as stacking blocks. We're going to explain when the Money Pit continues. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features 4 stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluidmaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to findtape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's findtape.com, your source for connecting everything.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you guys, you can reach out now with your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Or you can listen and learn to the solutions that we deliver to your fellow DIYers every week on the Money Pit podcast. Be sure to subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, here's a reason to reach out. Have you ever noticed that your toilet just runs and runs or even flushes all by itself? That could be really freaky. But the reason it does that is because you have a leaking flush valve. We've got a solution, and we're giving it away today on the show. It's the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. It stops noisy running toilets from wasting water and flushing your cash down the drain. And it fits both 2-inch and 3-inch toilet flush valves, and it fits almost every toilet imaginable. We've got a set of three, which is worth $45 going out to one lucky listener. Make that you. Reach out to us with your questions, because the new FluidMaster Super Flapper is available at Home Depot for $14.98. But we're going to give away a set of three to one listener drawn at random. You can actually do all of the toilets in your house. Upgrade all of them. Do it once, do it right, and you won't have to do it again. So make that you. Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Heading to the beautiful Florida Keys, where we've got Lillian on the line, and you're dealing with some worms in the patio. What's going on?
I'm calling in reference to some worms that we keep getting into our screened-in patio that we seem to have here in the Florida Keys. And I'm not sure what to do about them. I tried different sprays to try to keep them out, and nothing is working.
Leslie, I don't think this is just a Florida problem. I've seen this in my own garage here in the Northeast. Have you ever seen the worms come up after heavy rain and get into your patio or your sidewalks, your driveway, that kind of place?
Oh, for sure. My goodness. They just seem to find their way out of the soil, I think, just because it gets so wet.
And that's exactly right. That's why they do it, because worms actually breathe through their skin. So when you have a heavy rain, they need to get oxygen. They do that by coming up out of the lawn, out of the dirt, and very often will crawl right up on the patio, which is kind of like committing worm suicide, because then they get baked by the sun or stepped on by us or by pets. But the thing is, worms are really beneficial in the soil. So I think it's just something you have to learn to live with. I wouldn't try to do anything to stop worms from enjoying all the soil. It's unfortunate that they have this behavior where they come up into the patios, into the garages, and the sidewalks. But for everyone that comes up, I'm sure there are many, many more that are in the soil, helping it become rich and organic and supporting our lawns and our gardens in the process.
Well, outdoor kitchens are a growing trend, and for good reason. If you're big on summer barbecues, but you're tired of running back and forth from the kitchen to the grill, an outdoor kitchen is the perfect way to put prep, cooking, and cleanup all in one place while keeping you close to the party. But if this is a project that you've been putting off, there is an easy way to build a complete outdoor kitchen yourself using stackable blocks.
Yep, it's a product called Rumblestone, and it's made by Pavestone. Now, these blocks look like sort of rustic stones, and they come in kits that stack sort of like Legos. I mean, they're modular. They can be used to build all sorts of popular outdoor features. So think about maybe building a fire pit or a grill enclosure or a planter or even a complete outdoor kitchen. Now, the process to build with these Rumblestone blocks is pretty simple. You start by laying out and setting your first row of blocks on a concrete patio. And from there, the next rows are stacked right on top of each other. And there's no need for mortar in between, which is one of the reasons this is such an easy way to build an outdoor kitchen. You just run a bead of Quikrete Advanced Polymer Construction Adhesive between the stones.
Yeah, and you know what's awesome is that the Rumblestone blocks, they're available in kits as well as individual blocks that you can use for traditional paver projects like patios, walls, even landscape borders. QuickCrete also has a step-by-step video of a beautiful outdoor kitchen made with rumble stone and then topped with a concrete countertop. It's available online, so you can get lots of ideas and great information out there so you can start these projects yourself.
Rumble stones are a great way to build a beautiful outdoor kitchen yourself. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Vincent, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have got an issue with a leaking ceiling. I'm not sure if it's coming from my roof or from my air conditioners. Doesn't do it all the time, but sometimes when it rains, it comes down, and then other times when it's not raining, it comes down. So we're kind of at a loss. We've got a metal roof on it. It's an older structured house.
Right.
I'm thinking maybe the drip edge at the going where it goes into the guttering, you know, but like I said, I've not had any luck because I think I have it fixed, and then it'll come and rain, and it comes in again.
It comes in again, right. So what have you been doing to fix it? Have you been sealing the seams in the metal roof?
Yeah, we got up and put some caulking and stuff along the, you know, where the edges and stuff was, and it's supposed to be a 20-year roof, and we've only had it on the house probably about 8 years.
Well, wait a minute. This is a metal roof. It's supposed to be a 100-year roof. I mean, metal roofs will last a long time. Here's what I would do. I would try to make it.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
It heats up super quick. It keeps the heat in the room. So if you start to switch to a different type of heat, you're going to feel it differently. It's going to not be as warm as you want it to be. I would for sure not change that.
Yeah, and it's also super dry. I mean, Forster heat's super dry compared to baseboard heat, which is nice and warm and comfortable. So stick with what you got and add the AC.
All right, thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. You know, picking out a perfect paint color for your project, it's hard. And it's even harder when you're at the home center and you're kind of looking at these 2-inch color chips and you're like, oh, this baby tiny color is totally easy for me to see what it's going to look like in my house. Well, we're going to share some tricks of the trade to help you make a winning choice every time. So stick around.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I found all the information that I heard very useful, even though I may not be interested in the career fields that they had chosen. All of the information that they gave could be useful to anybody my age that is interested in the career field that they're in.
Treasurer, what does success look like to you?
I feel like success is a mindset. You have to want to be better. You have to do better to be better. You have to want better for yourself, and in order to even get to success, you have to believe in yourself. So if you don't believe in yourself, and you don't believe that you can achieve your goals, then yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Todd, in your world, which is compliance and law and stuff like that, could somebody with Treasure's personality traits be successful?
Absolutely.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. The security of your home is super important, and TP-Link has an exciting new line of security cameras to help keep your home protected. Yan Tennings fills us in on the Tapo C120 HD security cam.
This one is actually an indoor and outdoor camera, so very flexible in terms of where you can put it, and it also has a magnetic base.
And the Tapo C120 has some cool features.
Very high definition 2K QHD day and night vision, so it even has color night vision, so that you can see very clearly what's going on in and around your house. And also has smart AI detection. It can differentiate people, pets, vehicles. You can adjust those settings as you wish.
More on your security cam options is at tp-link.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, picking the perfect paint color for your project is a task that often causes undue frustration on the part of DIYers. I mean, sorting through 2-inch color chips and trying to imagine how that shade may look in your kitchen is really enough to make your stomach churn. Leading paint manufacturers feel your pain, though, and they want to do everything possible to help you choose the color of your dreams with Shades of Perfection.
That's right. And to help, Sherwin-Williams has just introduced the 2025 Color Mix Forecast, and that's a yearly trend forecast that's comprised of 48 hand-selected trending colors to help make your decor dreams a reality. So joining us now with the highlights is Sue Wadden, Director of Color Marketing for Sherwin-Williams. Welcome, Sue.
Hi, Leslie. Hi, Tom. How are you?
We are great.
Well, this must be the funnest job, looking at colors all day. Please tell me you also come up with the names.
I do. I do all those things. I say
so
often, I really have the best job ever, ever. I love it.
Man, the names alone are just amazing. I have a local Sherwin-Williams store that I visit often because of all my remodeling that I'm always doing. And just to go through those colors and trying to remember what name goes with what color and trying to pick a color that somehow is closely connected with the name you end up with, it's got to be a bit of a challenge.
It is. And, you know, what people don't really know is we're a 157-year-old paint company, so you really can't duplicate color names. So anytime there's something new, you have to kind of scrub through all of those historic names to make sure it's got a unique name, color, description. I mean, it's more of a challenge than you think.
Oh, I imagine it's a huge challenge.
Yeah.
You know, we always get compared like, oh, it's like naming cosmetics or nail polish colors, but it's not really the same because they have a lot more freedom. We have to like really, really think about the colors to make sure that they last the test of time and make sense. You know, colors like emoji and, you know, 18 years ago didn't make sense.
Is emoji yellow?
Yes, right.
Okay,
so that's
okay.
I wanted to try a name that was that color. And people are like, well, what happens when emojis aren't around anymore? Nobody's going to know what that color means. So it's more complicated than it seems, but it's certainly fun.
All right. So folks often get frustrated when they have to pick a color. I know that I have spent probably way too much time staring at color chips in my local Sherwin-Williams store trying to get that perfect shade of, like, linen for an older house that we were working on. Any tips for helping to make this easier on consumers? Especially when they feel unsure or uncertain about their own sort of design choices?
You know, there's always a couple ways in to select color. People come into a store and they know exactly what they're looking for, and that's easy because they can go up to the selector and make a choice, and it's usually the right choice. Where it gets more complicated is when people don't have any idea what they are looking for, and so that's why a trend report is a valuable tool. You mentioned our color mix our Color Mix forecast. It's kind of our trend season now, and that's a guidepost on what's coming. So when you walk into your favorite furniture shop or, you know, your favorite retailer, you can know that the colors we're talking about at Sherwin Williams are the colors that you're going to see when you shop. And it's just a way to help kind of curate that selection process down to something that's a little more tangible. And so we use this forecast to really help consumers shop color in a new and interesting way. It's easy to kind of default to a linen white, which is safe. You know, whites are often our most popular colors because people can, they understand them. It's a little bit more of a risk to take on maybe a red or a blue or a green even. And so a forecast report sort of helps with that.
And do you find that people kind of resonate to do you find that people sort of gravitate towards these trends because it's being suggested to them? Or do you think that the colors kind of bring up a certain feeling in them that makes them feel more comfortable with the choice?
I think it's both those things. Because they can visualize the color, you know, we shoot photography, we create this beautiful artwork, we've got a great website. So people can visualize the color in a space and then sort of interpret it and get inspired for their own space, which is really valuable. You know, seeing a color on a wall, even in a photograph, inspires confidence. And so that's a big part of what we try to do because it's about creative expression. We want people to be excited about their homes, try something new. Don't just default to the same sort of, you know, beautiful but risk-averse color. We want people to take a chance because that's really what 2025 is going to be about. We've talked about color reemerging, and that's where we're moving.
You know, I love what you've done with your website, the fact that you can go look at a color and then you could look at that color in a living room, in a bedroom, in a kitchen. You can see all the colors that complement that in terms of choosing trim and that sort of thing. And just with a few clicks, you can change that color in that same room. And I've done it where I've had multiple tabs open on my computer, just gone across three or four different versions of the color for a particular room. And it really helps narrow it down because when you see them side by side, it really starts to show you, oh, this one's a little more brown, this one's a little more blue, or whatever it is, right in front of you on the screen and the rendition. Yeah, it may not be perfect because it depends on so many other factors, your connection speed, your display, that sort of thing. But it really helps narrow down the choices, right?
Yes, definitely. And then I would say you should take it to the next step by getting a color chip. Order online or go run into a store and then grab a couple of chips sort of in that color family that you're narrowing down to. Bring them home. Look at them in different times of day, different areas of the room, because color can really have different characteristics, daytime, nighttime, you know, west-facing, east-facing. So start with the digital experience and then grab a chip and take it home.
We should tell folks you also have not just the small, I guess it's about a 2x2 chip, but you have larger ones up to what looks like, I don't know, maybe it's a 12x12 or 8x12 or something, 8x8. It's big. So you can order these and really have a wide sample of the paint so that you can put it on the walls in different rooms and see how it changes with the lighting and such. I think that's really smart as well.
Definitely. And people always ask us to see the chip represented in a bigger way. Maybe they don't want to paint a wet sample, but they want a repositionable chip. So those larger 8x8 chips are kind of that experience, which they've been really popular.
I mean, it is great because you can put it near a lamp, you can put it near a window, so it's like you do get a sense of what it's like in all areas of the room, whereas if you are physically painting a swath on the wall or a section, you're kind of just stuck with that spot. So it's like I love the larger chips. The problem is I love all the colors of the chips, so then I end up wanting to, like, patchwork things. It's like a nightmare. When I was a kid, I was probably responsible for a lot of the inventory of paint chips missing from the local Sherwin-Williams because I would take them home. I would make craft projects out of them. They were like my most favorite supply.
You know, I will tell you this, and I'll probably get admonished for saying this, but oftentimes designers, they love the larger size, and they'll just take blue painter's tape and tack them up and then keep them for later. So instead of taking the adhesive back off and sticking them on the wall, they'll use their own tape so that way they have the chip longer. Yeah,
that's
great.
that's awesome. So what's next for Sherwin-Williams, Sue?
You know, I'm always trying to reinvent how we look at color, how we think about color. Color is, you know, such an emotional connection for people in the home. I hate that anybody is feeling overwhelmed by that experience. So we just try to create new tools, new experiences, new inspiration so people can have the confidence to bring color in.
Well, you can head over to your local Sherwin-Williams store, or you can go to Sherwin-Williams.com and get expert advice on color and finishes for all your home improvement projects. You can also listen to the Color Mixology podcast by Sherwin-Williams anywhere you listen to podcasts.
That's right. Love it.
Sue Wadden for Sherwin-Williams, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit and for all the great work you guys do to make color selection easy for all of our users.
Excellent. Well, thanks for having me.
Sue Wadden from Sherwin-Williams, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. I mean, talk about a great job. I want to name paint colors all day long. Except suddenly I have writer's block. Coming up, you guys, do you have a room in your home that feels like a total lost cause? Well, you are definitely not alone. According to a recent survey, half of Americans believe at least one room in their house is unsalvageable. We're going to share solutions to help clean the slate next. This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your...
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
7-4.
So, do you have a room in your home that feels like a complete lost cause? Well, you're definitely not alone, guys. You know, according to a recent survey, half of Americans believe at least one room in their home is unsalvageable. And what's their main issue with these rooms? Clutter. Now, the most challenging spaces tend to be closets and garages, with, 33% of people struggling to keep their closet organized and 24% admitting that they have items without a proper place. I always find that I organize the closets probably twice a year, and I don't know what happens between the closet organization and, 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
But, boy, is it difficult to keep them in that state.
Well, it turns out it's not just about a lack of space. Many people feel cramped in their homes, with 34% saying they simply don't have enough room for everything. But here is the good news. No room is truly unsalvageable if you take the right approach. You know, a huge part of the problem for a lot of us is simply having too much stuff. So it can be hard to let go, but purging items that you no longer use or need is really the first step to reclaiming those rooms. Organizing experts often recommend starting small, one drawer or one corner at a time, to make the task less overwhelming.
Yeah, because if you don't start small and say you just kind of dump everything out of that closet, you will very quickly become overwhelmed and you'll kind of just give up in the middle of this giant mess that you've created. So if you can do it small, you can conquer that and then move on to the next. Now, another trick, consider multifunctional furniture, a piece of furniture that doubles as a storage item. So think about an ottoman with compartments or beds with drawers underneath. This way you're not just organizing, but you're also creating more usable space. Now, let's not forget about the garage. It is often the place where everything gets kind of dumped. So wall-mounted storage systems, hooks, ceiling racks, these are great for keeping things off of the floor. It opens up space for tools, seasonal items, or perhaps, get this novel idea, the car. Remember? The car's supposed to go in the garage.
Wow, I never thought of that.
I've never put mine in my garage, just so you know.
I never have either. But, I mean, my excuse is that I have a shop in my garage, so we all use the space the way we like to use it. But, I mean, it is all about taking those small steps to make a big impact. So who knows? That unsalvageable room might just become your new favorite space.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are key to a green lifestyle. We're going to share a green table building project that delivers all three next on the Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Communications on the presidential campaign trail and explosive communications for Hezbollah in Lebanon. There's a new hybrid warfare at home and out of town, and we're going to explain exactly how that works.
Author, columnist, manager.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. If you've got questions about projects you want to get done around your house, now's your chance. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Tracy wrote into Team Money Pit asking, should I take off wallpaper on top of plaster completely, or should I just sheetrock over it? I mean, I think this is a it depends kind of question. It's like, what condition is your plaster in? What condition is the wallpaper in? How much of an effort are you looking to put into this project?
How many layers of wallpaper do you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if the plaster is in bad shape, I mean, if it's cracked, if it's loose, if it's physically separating from the plaster lath that held it, you know, then I think it's kind of a non-starter, and the wallpaper decision is really pretty much made for you at that point. It's not savable, right? I mean, because you don't want to try to put good wallpaper over an unstable wall surface.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's like if the surface is unstable, don't spend the time trying to remove all that paper and instead sheetrock over it, sort of reinforce everything. You're going to have to extend a couple of things out, door jams perhaps, trimming, baseboards, outlets. But that's definitely the better approach if that plaster is kind of not really holding on to the lath as it should be. Now, if it is, there are some ways that you can try to remove that paper using a paper tiger, steaming, fabric softener, and water. You know, there's a lot of tricks of the trade to kind of dampen that wallpaper and loosen up the adhesive, and then you can kind of peel it off. But I'm telling you, it's going to take a little bit. If your goal is painting, you got to make sure you give it a really good cleaning so that you don't get unevenness in the sheen from adhesive that may have stayed on. So let's think about it. If you want to send us some more info, we can dig a little deeper.
Well, the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are the key to a green lifestyle. Leslie has tips to help with one green table building project that delivers all three in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
Yeah, and you know what? This truly is about repurposing. And this is a really great trick of the trade to just turn unusual items that you've already got around the house into functional and pretty darn good-looking side tables. There's so many things that you can use that you know, for a different purpose than what they were intended for. So, for example, those glazed ceramic garden stools, I mean, they were the rage ages ago. They're still available at all sorts of decor centers and crafting shops, even discount shops. And they look great as a little unexpected side table, even in a bathroom. You know, it's a great spot to kind of put a candle, an orchid, a rolled up towel. It's just something unusual and bright and poppy that you might not see in an interior space. Bring it on in from the garden. Clean it up. Use it there. Rain drums. If you've got a cool vintage wire basket, old suitcases, heck, even old musical instruments, they work very well. You obviously just have to kind of figure out how to stabilize this item that you've found, put it on a base maybe, stack something up, secure them together. And then to complete this table transformation, you can get a piece of tempered glass and use that as a tabletop. So it's really fun. If you find a cool piece and you're kind of stuck and don't know what to do with it, shoot us an email or send us a text or whatever. Send us the picture. Let us know, like, I've got this cool thing and I want it to be a table. We can figure out how to do that if you get stuck. But I promise you, once those creative juices start flowing, you're going to be making some really cool, unique stuff for your house.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, do you guys know the difference between mold and mildew? I mean, look, both can be pretty unwelcome guests in your home, but each requires a different approach to handle. We'll break down how to spot the signs of mold and mildew and how to prevent them from coming back on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country and around the world. It's our privilege to have in studio the former Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, who happens to be a Soviet expert, turned into a Russia expert, Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State for this, the 66th Secretary of State. Martha McCallum's coming up in 15, 20 minutes, who you also like, right?
I do indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. Who doesn't? It's great to see you.
Great to see you too, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and by the way, we're not ignoring Milton. It's going to hit land in a few hours. Let's just put it on hold because there's another different type of storm happening in the Middle East. We were just talked about a lot of things off camera. So much has happened since we talked to you, since I didn't think the October 7th attacks were possible. Obviously the Israelis didn't either. But 1 year later, do you think Hamas accomplished their goal to make them look vulnerable and isolate Israel around the world?
Well, Hamas, I think, first wanted to kill as many Jews as they could. And then they wanted to have Israel, quote, overreact and isolate Israel. The Israelis are very tough. And yes, you're getting calls for ceasefires and so forth and so on. But the Israelis are going to do what they have to do to make themselves secure again. They've weakened Hamas significantly. We maybe talk about this, but what they're doing to Hezbollah is unbelievable. And I think what you're starting to see is that the Israelis are tired of it. They're going to go after these proxies, and they're going to show that they can make Israel secure, and they're going to reestablish deterrence, which is what failed on October 7th.
So when you look at the Philadelphia border between Egypt and Gaza, the Egyptians had to know those tunnels were there. I mean, they were moving tractors in and out of there. So now there's, I don't know how much they trust each other to begin with, but there was a peace agreement, at least. So now they can't trust it. So they need a presence on that border. Others who live there say, well, no, we don't really need a presence. We just keep our eye on it. Madam Secretary, do you agree that you can no longer keep your eye off that border because that's how they supplied?
Well, just to be clear, Brian, nobody kept their eye off that border. We were trying to work with the Egyptians to close those tunnels back in 2003 and 2004 and 2005. The last thing that I did was sign an MOU with Tzipi Livni just before I got out of the State Department.
What's an MOU?
A Memorandum of Understanding.
Okay.
Just before I left, to try to work with the Egyptians to close those tunnels. So this has been going on for a long time. Hezbollah got a lot of support. Unfortunately, some of it came from the Israelis looking the other way while they got money to rearm from the Qataris, maybe not even looking the other way. So there's a lot to go around there. But I think the Israelis have done a lot to disable those tunnels. They're going to keep seeking to destroy the Hamas leadership, which is important. They're going to keep seeking to destroy those military brigades of Hamas, which is important. But yes, it's not clear how the Philadelphia corridor is going to be secured. But people have been working on this for a long time. So
right.
It's never fully worked.
You know, it's so interesting. We keep hearing we want a ceasefire. All the candidates, the president, want a ceasefire. But isn't how they stop fighting going to be the reason why the fighting is going to be indicative of how long the ceasefire holds and peace has its best chance? You can't just stop.
No. Ceasefires are not always the answer. A ceasefire may ultimately be the answer in Gaza, not because of a ceasefire to get a ceasefire, but because the Israelis at some point are going to want to go to something that looks more like counterterrorism operations in and out of Gaza.
Yeah.
And I think what they are demonstrating right now is that in some ways the real front is against Hezbollah. And the question of how not to get it overextended as you're dealing with Hezbollah is one that I think the IDF and the leadership in Israel is going to have to think about. It's also the case that it would be good to have what I call not a ceasefire, but a humanitarian pause of a little time to get supplies in to Palestinians and so forth. But I want to turn back to Hezbollah for a second because when Al-Qaeda attacked us, I remember George Tenet, then the CIA director, saying that the A-team of terrorism was Hezbollah. And what the Israelis have done in penetrating Hezbollah, in penetrating Iran with their intelligence, is really changing the strategic picture in the Middle East. And we should not be looking prematurely there for a ceasefire.
Here's what the Prime Minister Netanyahu said in an address directly to the Lebanese people, Cut 28.
We've degraded Hezbollah's capabilities. We took out thousands of terrorists, including Nasrallah himself, and Nasrallah's replacement, and the replacement of his replacement. Today, Hezbollah is weaker than it's been for many, many years. Now you, the Lebanese people, you stand at a significant crossroads. It is your choice. You can now take back your country. You can return it to a path of peace and prosperity.
Can they, though?
The Lebanese people are held hostage by Hezbollah as much as Israel is held hostage by Hezbollah. And this is a chance for the Lebanese people, for decent government to emerge in Lebanon. Hezbollah killed the Rafik Hariri, who was the well-beloved prime minister of Lebanon.
Massive car bomb, right?
Massive car bomb. Hezbollah has refused to allow Lebanon to have elections for the last 2 years, despite the fact that the formula for how that needs to take place is very, very clear. And so to the degree that Hezbollah is weakened, Lebanon has a chance to be free. We are going to have to help the Lebanese army, which we've actually been training since 2005. But this is a chance for Lebanon to actually be out from under the thumb of the thugs, the drug runners, the terrorists that are Hezbollah.
Your contacts are great, but you're not on the ground in Lebanon. But right now there's a ground operation that the Israelis are going forward. They got to get their 80,000 people back in their homes in the north, and they got to make them feel safe. They might even put another division in, I understand. I don't know how big this army is. But there's that fear of 2006, that when they had such a hard time, even though they did tremendous damage, is that over? Have they learned a lot from that? Have you heard about tremendous progress?
I really can't answer it, Brian, and I don't think anybody can. I think the IDF has got to have an assessment of what they can achieve on the ground.
I guess how damaged is
it? Yeah, and it may look different than it did in 2006. In 2006, it looked like something that was really going to be very risky and not likely to succeed. Obviously, the Israeli, that's a democracy. And I have a very strong view. When a democracy is trying to create better security circumstances
right.
for itself, we should probably be, the United States, the administration, somewhat less fulsome in our advice to them about how to do it. And we especially should not debate in the newspapers what the Israelis may or may not do.
So there seems intentional, a leak from our government into the Washington Post and New York Times about the moves, the objectives, and their objection to this. And the leverage is, it's our weapons, we should have a say. Mr. Secretary, you were there too. So how do you feel about the leverage that we have?
First of all, you don't do this to an ally in the middle of a war that was not started by them, but started by terrorists who attack them. And what I mean by you don't do this about the to them is could we stop debating whether they're going to go after Iranian nuclear sites? Could we stop debating are they planning to go after oil reserves? Could we stop debating how we feel about it? You know, Brian, you never knew that in 2006 we had very tough conversations with the Israelis about going in on the ground in Lebanon, but we had them in private. If you have concerns with the Israelis about what they're about to do, go have those discussions in private. But please don't leak it to the New York Times.
And we saw, I don't want to get you involved in politics, but I'll just tell you what everyone saw. We watched the president reluctant to talk to the press for 4 years. But two times over the next 4 days, when asked, what should the Iranians bomb? I wouldn't do oil fields. What should they bomb? Nuclear weapons, I would discourage that. I'm going to talk to him later. And then made it clear he's not even on speaking terms with the prime minister of Israel. He could have easily avoided those questions. He's been doing this for 50 years. That was intentional, don't you think?
Well, I'm not going to question motives here. I'm just going to say I didn't very much like the outcome.
Because you're an American.
Well, I'm an American, and I believe that when you have a democratic ally that's fighting an existential war, that you support them. And if you have concerns, which you're perfectly capable of having, perfectly legitimate to have those concerns, but have those concerns quietly. Have those concerns in conversation with your ally. Have those concerns behind the curtain, not out in front of it.
So we have a situation where last time I talked to you, I think the Ukrainian operation was underway and the invasion was supposed to be over. We had in 4 days, our president said to Zelensky, we'll give you a ride out. He goes, I don't want rides, I want weapons. And they fought gallantly. I have no doubt that we should be supporting Ukraine. I am very disturbed that a lot of Republicans don't think it's worth it, and maybe Bernie Sanders on the extreme left. I don't even know where that comes from. They're not a perfect democracy, but so what? Who is? They clearly want to be part of the West, and to me they've earned it. And Zelensky has shown me tremendous leadership without any experience, tremendous instincts. Having said that, they're in Kursk. They have 25 million population. The Russians got 150 million population. What do you look to be the next step? Because Zelensky is presenting the West with his idea of an end game.
The end game is going to have to be one that the Ukrainians develop. Look, they have sacrificed immensely. And one thing that we have to remember is that they are fighting for their democracy, fighting for their freedom, fighting for their sovereignty. They haven't asked us to send a single soldier. They just asked us to give them the means to fight for themselves, and we should be doing that. Now, whether the end game will be the return of all territory or not, we'll see. But eventually there has to be a Ukraine that is prosperous, a Ukraine that is secure,
right,
and a Ukraine that is united. And we need to start talking with the Ukrainians about what that might look like. Brian, they have achieved some remarkable things. Do you know that they don't even have a navy? And thanks to their drone technology, they have pushed the Russian Navy back from its bases in the Black Sea and reopened their ability to get grain through the Black Sea.
Helping Africa.
They've achieved some remarkable things. They continue to have an economy that's actually working in Kyiv and Lviv and in the western part of the country. And so at some point, the Ukrainians will have to decide what their objectives really are. We ought to be a part of that conversation. But for now, let's give them what they need so that the Russians can't achieve a breakthrough.
Your State Department, not Defense Department, but those fears of the military-industrial base taking over the country that Eisenhower has spoken about, it's not happening. In fact, it's not big enough.
We
have to expand it
in
order to get weapons to Taiwan, who pay for them, our allies who are willing to pay for them, and Ukraine that is taking an IOU for now.
Well, we have a problem, which is that our defense industrial base has eroded.
Shrunk.
Our shipbuilding capability, we're decommissioning more ships than we're building right now. And so anybody who wants to be president of the United States had better have an answer to how we're going to rebuild our defense capability to deter war.
Do you think
war through strong military capability?
And we always thought that too. And by the way, this is not the first president who's had a problem with Israel. No, Reagan had a problem. And that's okay. Just, you know, we find about it later then as opposed to in real time. He also didn't want the Israelis to bomb out the Iraqi nuclear program. Thank goodness they did. But looking right now, the Vladimir Putin that you know, is from what you know and from people that have met with him lately, is that the same guy?
I don't think this is the Vladimir Putin that I knew. Now, I don't mean that he was ever a Jeffersonian Democrat, right? And he always had kind of two modes, oppress and humiliate. So in that sense, it's the same Vladimir Putin. But this Vladimir Putin, who has decided to act on his ambition to reestablish the Russian Empire, I think is the Vladimir Putin who miscalculated as to how hard the Russians the Ukrainians would fight, miscalculated as to how strong his army was, and miscalculated as to what the Western response would be. And so we now have to make him pay for that risk, that miscalculation.
I just don't know if he knows there's a way out. And one way out might be saying, okay, if we end here and they're in Russia, we have to be able to put up a barrier, almost like the Cold War Persian twos, to say if this is a tripwire, you're not allowed to take any more than the Donbas region.
I suspect they're thinking about a lot of things, but I'll just say one thing. Winter is about to come, and nobody will be able to move after November, December. We'll see where we are after that, but for now, let's supply the Ukrainians, let's help them in any way that we can, and let's help them to make sure that Vladimir Putin pays a price for his miscalculation.
As a woman, what advice would you have for Kamala Harris? There are certain people that are archaic in their views of men's and women's and genders, and did you get some of that?
You know, I never really felt it very much. Maybe I'm a little bit impervious for it. You know, Brian, I've been asked so many times, would it have been different if you hadn't been a black woman? And I say to myself, I don't know. You know, I can't go invent myself as a white man. I did okay as a black woman. I would say just go do your job, right? Just don't worry about if somebody looks a little bit askance. Don't worry about it if people think that you're less because you're – just let that be their problem, not your problem, and go and do your job.
That sounds like Booker T. Washington.
It is Booker T. Washington. It's also John W. Rice, Jr., who was my father, who told me that somebody else's prejudice is not your problem. That's their problem.
I agree. And you kept that philosophy the whole life, even though it was all around you as a kid.
I have. I've kept that philosophy.
You were here during the only minute left during the George Floyd riots and everyone examining and reparations and things like that. I think things are coming back around. Do you think we're in a better place now, race relations, than 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Well, I think we are in a better place than we were a few years ago, is that people still acknowledge the problems that we have. Look, America is not a perfect country, and we continue to have issues around race, particularly around race and poverty, and so we have to recognize that. But hopefully people are coming back to a more balanced view of America, an America that even if it was a slave-owning state at its beginning, has had a black president, has had black secretaries of state, an America that even if it had Jim Crow, let that little girl who grew up in Jim Crow grow up to be secretary of state. So I think we're getting more balanced in how we think about America.
I'm so glad you stopped by. Condoleezza Rice, who's running the Hoover Institute over in Stanford, and the Secretary of State and former National Security Advisor. Thanks so much. Great to see you.
Great to be with you, Brian.
Back in a moment, Brian Kilmeade Show.
Knowledge that after age 30 our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. Whether you have private insurance, traditional Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you inject insulin or have hypoglycemic events without insulin, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copay and deductible, a continuous glucose monitor. It provides blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes and lows with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare has been named best overall diabetes supply company 4 years in a row by Verywell Health. We carry all major brands and will work with your insurance to get your CGM approved. If you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now. See if you qualify and end the finger stick.
Call 888-910-9067. 888-910-9067. That's 888-910-9067.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A boy who was abducted from a park in California in 1951 has been found alive and well on the other side of the country. Luis Armando Albino was just 6 years old when he was taken from an Oakland park where he was playing with his older brother, lured by a woman who said she would buy him candy. Instead, she flew him to the East Coast where he was raised by a couple as if he were their son. In 2020, back in California, a woman named Alita Alakin did an online DNA test. The results showed a 22% match for a man she never met. She was convinced this was her missing family member and alerted Oakland police. Eventually, it was confirmed. Albino is a retired firefighter and a Marine Corps veteran who served two tours in Vietnam. In June, he flew to California to meet his family, including his brother Roger, who was with him the day he was taken. Roger died 2 months after the reunion. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Rob Lowe, host and producer of The Floor. Lowe adds they've raised the stakes this time around.
Part of the fun of producing a game show is it's obviously unlike producing a movie, a TV show, a play, is focusing on the gameplay and getting the gameplay right. Mm-hmm. And the reason the show is such a success is the game is amazing. This year, it was, how do we build on it? Is there another level that we can take it to without ruining what everybody loves about it?
Lowe adds they've raised the stakes this time around.
There'll be 100 players mm-hmm. instead of 81. Mm-hmm. There's some rule changes that I think are going to really amp the drama.
Are you really good at the game now? I mean, is trivia your game anyway?
I am exactly as all the contestants are on the floor. Everybody thinks they're great mm-hmm. until they're not. And that's what's great about it, is like you can be so smart in so many different areas that all it takes is one area where you have a blind spot and you're screwed.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I went a little long, Martha, with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, but I'm it will hurt this segment. But I want you to weigh in on whether you think I was wrong to take her so long in my A block. Do you have any idea?
Sorry.
We can still hear you.
You can? Okay. Yes. Yeah. Hi there. How are we doing?
Good, good.
Good.
So, yeah, we have a quick minute, then we got a full half hour. But your thoughts about... It's going to be all hurricane, your coverage, right? Is it going to be, by that time, do you think it's going to hit landfall?
At no, I don't think it will be until overnight. 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. is what we're looking at. But, you know, when these things happen, you dig in, you learn a lot more about how these kinds of immense hurricanes work. And there's just a ton of water churned up, which makes sense, obviously, in the Gulf, and can start pushing on earlier than that, earlier than when it hits. So very low-lying areas, you know, CENTCOM, all of these very big operations
in
that area. They have, that's right, and they have moved out a lot of our naval aircraft and ships from the region. Obviously, then you get a lot of federal effort in to help as well. So this is a very big deal, and we're just praying for everybody in the path.
Right, and Fort Myers again.
Yeah,
I mean, it just got crushed 2 years ago.
I know. It is. I have friends in Tampa who left a few days ago and who never leave. I mean, they ride these things out, you know, they've been there for decades. And when they told me a few days ago that they were on their way up to Jacksonville, I thought, this is a big deal.
All right. Martha McCallum, we got some quality time left. We got to talk about what's happening, too, with this new Bob Woodward book.
Yeah, very interesting.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Ev Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. Please join us as we welcome back Jerry Jewell, Jerry Jewell, star of Facts of Life, and Deadwood. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
What did you think of this thing that just came out today? That Bob Woodward's book was saying that Trump was sending COVID tests to Putin, and Putin said, "Don't let anyone know." I mean, this is what is going on. What do you make of that?
So I actually said it even in the debate. I believe that Donald Trump has this desire to be a dictator. He admires strong men, and he gets played by them because he thinks that they're his friends.
Yeah.
And they are manipulating him full time and manipulating him by flattery.
So that is her answer to Howard Stern. One of the few times Howard Stern let her talk, Howard Stern totally lost his man card. He lost his mind during the pandemic. I know. I've been listening to him since high school, and I don't even recognize him. He has, in fact, he's, I think he's embarrassed by his past work. And every time he comes up and condemns things like all Trump voters, he says he hates all Trump voters. No, he didn't say I hate Trump. And I feel I hate all Trump voters. So you hate 70 million people, many of which were your listeners. And then they pop up all these things of him doing misogynistic things, him wearing blackface and all his crazy skits. And he looks like the biggest hypocrite in the world. Martha McCallum here, anchor of the story, getting ready to start at 3 o'clock. But I just wanted you to hear that and talk a little bit about the Bob Woodward book. But I don't know the bottom line. The source for that, Martha, was one unnamed Trump staffer. Trump says, I don't know what you're talking about. But we did make it public that we did send Russia stuff, and no one really objected to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's probably how that shakes out. I think it's very interesting when to listen to the vice president talk about people being sort of, you know, managed or handled by foreign leaders, and it just makes me think about Iran and the history of both the Obama administration and the Biden administration when it comes to losing our leverage with Iran. I also think about walking into Crimea, and it's interesting also in the Woodward book that Biden points to weakness in his opinion, if that's true. That's another element from the book, that Obama didn't take Putin seriously enough and didn't think he would go into
Obama,
Crimea.
Obama, when he was vice president.
That's what I'm saying. So there's two administrations who maybe have been played by Iran and by Russia in a number of moves that really matter on the ground in terms of the geopolitical world that we live in.
So Biden called Netanyahu a effing liar. Bibi, what's your strategy, according to Woodward? He said, what's your strategy? He goes, well, I'm going into Rafah. He goes, well, what's your strategy going into Rafah? What do you mean, what is the strategy? I can answer that. I have to eradicate every Hamas fighter possible, and most of them are located in Rafah. And by the way, the delay on Rafah could have cost some hostages their life, because we telegraphed the whole thing and fought about it in public. What Condoleezza Rice did say is this. I won't get into politics, but I despise the leaking that goes on of private Israeli conversations with Americans. That undermines the whole military operation.
I think that's true. And I think that there are often probably strong words between leaders, because these are extremely important moments and they should hash things out. Again, I don't know, was that, you know, is that story based on one source who says that this is what happened? So, I mean, Woodward's been around a long time. He generally has some good sources. I know it's clear that Lindsey Graham spoke to him for parts of this book. But I think the bigger picture is, and I agree with Secretary Rice, that we don't want to see these kinds of leaks, because I think they do undermine presidents' abilities to talk to each other.
Right. So we'll see where this goes. We know this. I don't see anything leaking out about Harris. So if Woodward doesn't include anything about Harris in this book, that's a pure political ploy. Because you don't tell me her ineptness that was on display for 3.5 years, whether it's the border or anything else, her uselessness when she disappeared during Afghanistan. Do you know, during when they made the announcement and Biden had to own up to the worst moment in modern American military history, she went to California. Mm-hmm. She didn't want any part of it. I mean, if she's not in this book, that's Bob Woodward saying, I want to make sure Trump's not president.
And it is a shame that we haven't seen any, you know, really strong debates or interviews to give her an opportunity to explain that. All she said was, yes, you know, I did support, I was the last person in the room on the Afghanistan decision, and I did support it. So she owns it. And we all know the dominoes that fell as a result of that weakness in Afghanistan. And you can just look to Ukraine. You can look to Israel and the tumultuous world that we live in right now.
All right, I want to talk about what happened at CBS.
Yeah.
So this guy, Tahisi Coates, did I say his first name right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So he writes this book, and he's a best-selling author, believes in reparations, African-American guy, very good writer, but an extremist. And at CBS, when he came in to do his book, I imagine that they're the same publisher. Tony DiCoppo, who's on the same time as me, and so you probably have never seen him, Martha. he's on doing the morning show, and he asked some pointed questions to Tahisi Coates. Mm-hmm. And I think you should just hear some of the exchange, because the fallout is astounding. Cut 36.
Ta-Nehisi, I want to dive into the Israel-Palestine section of the book. It's the largest section of the book. Mm. And I have to say, when I read the book, I imagine if I took your name out of it, took away the awards and the acclaim, took the cover off the book, the publishing house goes away, the content of that section would not be out of place in the backpack of an extremist.
Mm.
And so then I found myself wondering, why does Ta-Nehisi Coates, who I've known for a long time, read his work for a long time, very talented, smart guy, leave out so much? Mm. Why leave out that Israel is surrounded by countries that want to eliminate it? Why leave out that Israel deals with terror groups that want to eliminate it?
Mm.
Why not detail anything of the first and the second intifada, the cafe bombings, the bus bombings, the little kids blown to bits? And is it because you just don't believe that Israel in any condition has a right to exist?
Well, I would say the perspective that you just outlined there is no shortage of that perspective in American media. That's the first thing I would say. I am most concerned always with those who don't have a voice, with those who don't have the ability to talk. I have asked repeatedly in my interviews whether there is a single network, mainstream organization in America with a Palestinian American bureau chief or correspondent who actually has a voice to articulate their part of the world.
So I thought this is a good, interesting exchange. I would listen to it.
Absolutely.
What about you?
Absolutely.
Do you think the question was fair?
And you know what? Sadly, I'm thinking that this is the kind of conversation that we're getting used to hearing on really interesting podcasts, right? Where there's a very open exchange between people of very different opinions. And I think it's an interesting conversation. I don't think there's anything out of line in that. It's provocative. It's interesting that Tony DeCoppo, you know, wanted to nudge that line of inquiry with him. And he's a big boy. He can take that. He had interesting answers. And DeCoppo got scolded and said that he was breaking CBS ethics. They had a huge meeting. People were crying at this meeting over what's going on because he was reprimanded by basically the DEI part of the mechanism that is CBS News. I am so shocked that we live in a world where the conversation we all just listened to is not allowed at CBS News.
But by the way, if he lost his temper, if Coates lost his temper, then would be, okay, what happened? This guest came in and he lost his temper. What happened? And then I would probably judge his reactions over the top. Mm-hmm. But he seemed to embrace the debate.
Yes, because he should. He's an intellect, and he's also entitled to his opinion, and he can write whatever he wants to write in his book.
And by the way,
that's
this sells
great
books.
Thing about living in America.
And he'll sell it to all the protesters outside Columbia wearing the Yasser Arafat story kit.
And who benefits from not hearing this conversation? This is a valid conversation that digs deeper than most places that you're going to really get into in, you know, the world we live in, where there's a lot of, you know, sort of surface treatment of this, and people get their news on TikTok in 30-second, you know, snippets.
So here's more. Cut 37.
I wrote a 260-page book. It is not a treatise on the entirety of the conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
But if you were to read this book, you would be left wondering, why does any of Israel exist? What a horrific place, committing horrific acts on a daily basis. So I think the question is central and key. If Israel has a right to exist, and if your answer is no, then I guess the question becomes, why do the Palestinians have a right to exist? Why do 20 different Muslim countries have a right to exist?
My answer is that no country in this world establishes its ability to exist through rights. Countries establish their ability to exist through force, as America did. And so I think this question of right to Israel does exist. It's a fact. The question of its right is not a question that I would be faced with any other country.
So he's Jewish, I think. Tony DeCoppo, I guess. So he's,
I believe so.
So that's his, that's his point of view. It just seems to be, it seems like Coates has the view of those people protesting in the streets most of the squad. That's where they feel. I mean, they feel like they're the big tough guys, but I don't think that anybody who asked for a two-state solution really has taken any time to talk to either side, because neither one of them want a two-state solution.
Unfortunately, that's where we are right now. I think there are a lot of people who still believe that a two-state solution is possible, but that's not the moment that we're living in. And, you know, Hezbollah has been firing rockets into Israel for decades.
Oh, I just found out, Allison just told me his first wife and two kids live in Israel.
To Coppola's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Use a little more. Cut 38.
But you write a book that delegitimizes the pillars of Israel. It seems like an effort to topple the whole building of it. So I come back to the question, and it's what I struggled with throughout this book. What is it that so particularly offends you about the existence of a Jewish state that is a Jewish safe place and not any of the other states out there?
There's nothing that offends me about a Jewish state. I am offended by the idea of states built on ethnocracy, no matter where they are.
Muslim included.
I would not want a state where any group of people laid down their citizenship rights based on ethnicity. The country of Israel is a state in which half the population exists on one tier of citizenship, and everybody else that's ruled by Israelis exists on another tier, including Palestinian Israeli citizens. The only people that exist on that first tier are Israeli Jews. Why do we support that? Why is that okay? I'm the child of Jim Crow. I'm the child of people that were born into a country where that was exactly the case of American apartheid. I walk over there and I walk through the occupied territories and I walk down a street in Hebron. And a guy says to me, I can't walk down the street unless I profess my religion. I'm with another pastor. No. I want to, this is very, very important.
It is important. It is.
Extremely important.
Yes. Lay it down.
I'm working with the person that is guiding me is a Palestinian whose father, whose grandfather and grandmother was born in this town. And I have more freedom to walk than he does. He can't ride on certain roads. He can't get water in the same way that Israeli citizens who live less than a mile away from him can.
And why is that?
Why is that okay?
Why is that?
You know, the answer is security. That's why. It's not that you threw less. I have to worry about the next cafe blowing up being you wearing a body bomb.
Yeah, I find it a really interesting conversation. And I'm also thinking about the mullahs in Tehran and how that religious leadership dominates over the people, many of whom want to be free in Iran. I'm also thinking about the fact that on October 7th, you had kibbutzes where the people regularly volunteered in Gaza.
I know.
And,
they were the liberal ones.
You know, I have been to Israel. There are plenty of examples that pop into my mind of people living side by side with Palestinians and people of different faiths in harmony in Israel. It's certainly, you know, I can't say it's the case in every neighborhood and every person's experience, but it certainly is a reality in Israel. So, I think it's a very interesting conversation, but the reason we're talking about it is because one party was reprimanded for having this conversation, and that is not a free press. That is not the America that any of us should be living in. This is a conversation that can't happen in a lot of countries, but it can happen here, and it should happen here. And CBS should be elevating this exchange and saying, we're talking about real things on CBS News. They did the opposite. He was scolded and reprimanded for even having this conversation.
So Adrian Rourke is the one. Who is Adrian Rourke, Allison? Do you know who she is?
I think she's the president of CBS News.
So
right?
She's the president of CBS News. So this was a call that leaked out, a conference call that leaked out. Head of news gathering, excuse me. Okay. So listen to this exchange, cut 40.
Many of you have reached out to express concerns over recent reporting, specifically about the CBS Morning's Coates interview from last week, as well as comments made coming out of some of our correspondents' reporting. I want to thank every single one who reached out for your honesty, your transparency, and your commitment. So I want to address three things. Number one, after a review of our coverage, including the interview, it's clear there are times we have not met our editorial standards. Number two, this has been addressed, and it will continue to be in the future. And number three, I want to acknowledge and I want to apologize that it's taken this long to have this conversation. This is a highly charged and complex issue. I think we all know that. And it was really important for us, for Wendy, for me, to have the conversations, to take the time and the breath and think and then proceed in a calm and measured way.
What are you talking about? What standards? And you know what they did after? They hired a DEI expert to come down and talk to everyone. Then they found out the DEI guy had basically called Tim Scott and Uncle Tom and had this racial issue.
You make this up. And then this Dr. Grant was like, okay, well, you're not actually the right guy to have this sort of, you know, therapy session with everybody about how we're going to deal with this. And at this meeting that they had, apparently, you know, it turned into a complete chaotic environment that some of the employees were yelling. Shauna Thomas, the show's executive producer, was in tears, and so was DeCoppel, over this discussion and raising this open debate about whether it is fair to talk about whether Israel should exist at all. Now, imagine, as they point out here in the Free Press, great piece by the Free Press, imagine if someone was saying, let's have a discussion about whether or not the United States should exist or Ukraine should exist, more relevant in our current moment. Or that we should talk about Ukraine, or that it's okay to defend Ukraine against Russia. That's where this is at.
Right. Back in a moment.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Do you have $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000 in debt? Then listen to this. You may not be required to pay it all back.
I was drowning in debt.
I had over $36,000 in debt.
If I would have just made the minimum payments, it would have taken me 59 years to pay off.
Whether it's credit card, medical, or personal loan debt, National Debt Relief can help significantly reduce what you owe. In fact, debt relief payments can be 50% less than your monthly credit card payments. That's right, half as much as you're paying now.
National Debt Relief reduced my debt by over $27,000.
With National Debt Relief, you have a powerful team that knows how to talk to your creditors.
National Debt Relief, they got me out of debt.
More than 550,000 Americans have used National Debt Relief to reduce their debt. Call 800-353-5566 to see if you qualify to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's 800-353-5566. 800-353-5566.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. It's been more than three decades since police found 25-year-old Karen Taylor dead in a Roxbury, Massachusetts apartment. But now police say they found her killer. On May 27, 1988, Taylor's three-year-old daughter answered the phone when her grandmother called, telling her mom was sleeping and she couldn't wake her up. Taylor's mother found her daughter's body face down in a pool of blood. She had been stabbed 15 times. Near her body were some clothes, cigarettes, and a paycheck made out to the man who's now accused of killing her. 65-year-old James Holloman pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges last week. Last year, detectives saw him spit on the ground outside his Dorchester home and collected DNA from the sample. It matched DNA found on the objects at the crime scene. Holloman had previously claimed to officials that he hadn't seen Taylor for weeks before her murder, but recently allegedly admitted to seeing her the day before her death. He's now being held without bail. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. Free COVID test kits are coming back just in time for an expected winter surge. But there's a new controversy over the best way to protect against the worst infections. The COVID summer surge is winding down, with testing positivity rates plunging nearly 15% the past 2 weeks and hospitalizations down 4%. But as the cold weather sets in, there are concerns the new XEC variant could hit the country hard this winter. It comes as health officials are trying to get Americans to roll up their sleeves for the newest COVID boosters. But it may not be easy. Florida's health department stirring controversy by recommending older Americans and those at highest risk for COVID avoid the shots, saying they're potentially dangerous, a claim at odds with available evidence. The CDC recommends all Americans ages 6 months and older get a flu vaccine and a COVID booster this fall. For more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we're back. Martha, before we go, I need to know who's going to be on the show. Do you know for sure yet?
So we are going to have Deanna Criswell, the head of FEMA, on the show. So we'll talk to her. We're also going to have Lieutenant Commander Josh Rannenberg, who is NOAA hurricane hunter, has flown into the storm this morning. So we're going to talk to him about what that's like. What does it look like up there? And what should people be ready for?
Here's Deanna
Criswell. I also
have
my interview with Boris Johnson, which was so interesting. We did it yesterday. It's going to be a longer form podcast. But I thought his answers to a lot of my questions about what's going on in the world were really interesting.
I was so disappointed. He imploded. Here's what the FEMA administrator said in 2022. Deanna Criswell, cut three.
Goal number one of the strategic plan for FEMA is to instill equity as a foundation of emergency management.
It's a really important part of my vision when I came into the agency, and I'm happy to see how it's evolved through the development of our strategic plan. By creating this diverse workforce is incredibly...
I just wonder if her emphasis on that stopped her from having the best force possible. And I'm hoping eventually that mindset gets away. Do you think it's important?
I think that mindset is diminishing. I see companies across the country disbanding their DEI office because we all know that the best way to have leadership is to have it be blind to those issues and to impress people based on merit and how you do your job, regardless of what you look like.
I don't need an Indian transgender person to save me. I just need the best person
to
come
save me. Or a really dumb white person.
Thank you.
You know, whoever's the best person should do it.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Florida residents are returning to their Gulf Coast homes after evacuating for Hurricane Milton. Palm Harbor resident Ashley Cabrera can't wait to get back to her flooded home.
We're hoping to come back on Sunday, but I think that it's going to depend when the power gets turned back on, which I think is really going to be dependent upon these waters receding.
National Weather Service meteorologist Paul Close in the Tampa office says flooding from rising rivers will remain an issue in the area for days.
The rivers are starting to peak. Some of them are starting to peak, but we have a lot of them still slowly rising. They have some that take longer, and they're still going to keep rising for the next 3-4 days or more. And so we're still going to have ongoing flooding in many areas near the rivers. I see a lot of them are in major flood stage. Got a few new records.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says there's lots of debris, and that's posing a real danger.
Probably not as much debris, quite frankly, as I anticipated 48 hours ago when you were looking at what the storm was doing, but you have a lot of debris. If you have debris interacting with power lines, don't mess with it. People will come and be able to get that handle.
Traffic clogged I-75 and other major routes to the coast Friday as people who fled hundreds of miles to escape the storm made long, slow trips back. Also at townhall.com, former President Trump says it's no exaggeration to call the policies proposed by Vice President Harris socialism.
She wants to go into government housing. She wants to go into government feeding. She wants to feed people. She wants to feed people governmentally. She wants to go into a Communist Party type system.
The former president was asked about this growing support in Michigan among both Arab American and Jewish American voters.
I want peace. I don't want to see people killed. I want peace, and they know that, And the Jewish people know that, and both sides like it. And they know I can get peace. I'll get it.
Trump was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. More at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Investigators are trying to determine what led to an elevator accident at a former Colorado gold mine that killed a tour guide. Four people were injured. 12 people from a second group were trapped for hours at the bottom of the tourist attraction 1,000 feet beneath the surface. The elevator had a mechanical problem about halfway down. Teller County Sheriff Jason Mikeso.
Once they were able to identify that there were no other issues that could cause a problem with the equipment, they were able to lower it back down without anyone in it and then bring it back up to make sure that it was going to run correctly. And then we decided on a plan to go ahead and do that, bring them back up.
Boeing says it will lay off about 10% of its workforce, some 17,000 people in the coming months. The company's been losing money for more than 5 years and now is dealing with a strike that has shut down factories in the Seattle area. New CEO Kelly Ortberg says the job cuts over the coming months will include executives, managers, and employees. The company's been ordering rolling temporary furloughs, but says that will end because of the impending layoffs. More at townhall.com. There's controversy in Australia. Jason Walker has more.
A police chief has apologized to the Jewish community after an officer performed an outlawed Nazi salute, saying there is no place in society for that kind of action. Authorities say an instructor at the Victoria State Police Academy in Melbourne could be charged, and if so, faces a potential maximum penalty of 12 months in prison. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities say a fire on board an oil tanker off Germany's Baltic Sea coast has been extinguished. The blaze didn't spread to the ship's load. The Maritime Rescue Service was alerted to the fire Friday morning and took all seven crew members off the vessel. Black smoke from the tanker, which was carrying about 640 metric tons of oil, could be seen from the coast. The ship was towed to the port city of Rostock. You'll find more on these stories, full analysis, and more headlines at townhall.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the show. We have a lot going on today. We're following the latest hurricane to slam into the East Coast. We're dealing with the aftermath right now and trying to find out with the sun up how much damage is actually done. But for the most part, as DeSantis told us earlier on Fox and Friends, it could have been a lot worse. The worst case scenario hasn't happened, but he did not want to overstate it. Also, we're following this the election, and we're going to be going out in 2024. And first time in a long time, we have a president of the United States meet with Benjamin Netanyahu, and they didn't yell at each other. They actually had positive things to say about the meeting, and it was the first time in 50 days that President Biden has spoke to Benjamin Netanyahu in the biggest crisis in Israel history, at which time they're in the process of taking down two terror groups and maybe our nemesis in the Middle East. Trace Gallagher all over it. You listen to him on Fox News at night right after Gary Gutfeld at 11 o'clock. And he's right now in studio. Trace, great to see you.
Good to see you, Brian.
Is there a part of you that's jealous of all the hurricane coverage that you're not out there?
I've been doing it for 30 years. I was saying last night, we were kind of covering this thing until the wee hours of the morning. And I was saying, you know, I started during Andrew, right, back in 1992, and have been covering hurricanes for a long time and really have never seen anything like this. When we were getting the reports late evening, about 116 tornado warnings.
That's
not just watches. These are warnings where people actually saw tornadoes. I have never seen tornadic activity like that associated with a hurricane. And you show, I know Ron DeSantis says that it was not the worst case scenario. Very hard to make that argument when you're down in St. Lucie County and you have fatalities down there, four confirmed right now. It may get worse. So it depends on where it hits. But yes, for the big cities, for Tampa, not nearly as bad as they thought it was.
By the way, 19 tornadoes, they were saying 55,000 were in shelters. Six of the 17 were packed out. Mm-hmm. A quarter of the gas stations don't have gas, but they already have some gas trucks coming in. And 2,200 flights minimum are canceled today. And in St. Lucie County, they said 17 twisters have been reported in there alone, one of which blew up the Spanish Lakes County Club Village, which is a senior village, means mostly mobile homes.
Right.
They killed four people. It was ravaged.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. No one's minimizing it, but the way they were describing it at first, thought it could have been a lot worse.
Well, but the interesting thing about that is you look at St. Lucie County, Brian, it's down in South Florida, right? So this thing hit Siesta Key. And then Siesta Key, which is six and a half miles from Sarasota, it was projected to go kind of right up the belly through Tampa. And then it kind of slid a little bit south and hit Sarasota, 60 miles south of Tampa. And so if you're in South Florida and you're in, you know, St. Lucie County, you don't really feel like you're in peril. You're down there. You're not really in the eye. You're not in the evacuation zone. So it's hard to really put blame on these. And all of a sudden you get hit with this onslaught of tornadic activity. That's the thing, is that's the surprising thing about this, is the preparedness was good, but you don't know the ramifications of when this thing is going to spawn different problems.
So I didn't know what we're going to be able to talk about today. It's pretty much aftermath. But I'm going to walk away with this over the last 2 weeks. And that is that President Biden thinks this is a great time to call out Donald Trump. I'm astounded. He's saying, well, the disinformation has got to stop. Listen to, he went out of his way yesterday to make this clear. And so did his entire team. Listen to this. Cut one.
Why do you think Trump is spreading misinformation?
I don't know. It's un-American. It's not who the hell we are.
Are we concerned about any misinformation or disinformation regarding evacuations that we need to clear up at this point?
There's been a lot of misinformation out there, Madam Vice President.
I'm going to divorce the disinformation that is being spread. Disinformation is harmful.
So, you know what they're doing. They're reading from the same script, literally, in Joe Biden's case, actually reading from the card.
Yeah. I mean, this is the same as, is Joe Biden cognitively there? And they say, oh, he's never been better. Oh, my God. This is deep fake AI stuff. The misinformation thing. There's nothing I love more than being lectured by Alejandro Mayorkas about disinformation, the king of disinformation, the man who 100 times, including in front of Congress, said the border is secure, is lecturing us about disinformation. And the question is, why is the media, why are the Democrats all on the same page? They don't give us examples. They don't say this is what's wrong, this is the thing. They just say the narrative, and then it is parroted again and again and again. And the whole concept about Joe Biden going after Donald Trump with the un-American thing, why is it always assaulting democracy, un-American? Why can't he just disagree with him? Why can't he say, listen, we disagree with him, we don't think this is the case. Instead, it's always un-American.
So a couple of things. What they said is, who's saying that you only give $750 out? Who's saying that FEMA is out of money? Okay, they are, and they're responding to what Kamala Harris said. Cut five.
And the federal relief and assistance that we have been providing has included FEMA providing $750 for folks who need immediate needs being met.
Okay, That's where the $750. Now, could there be more money? Yeah, that's not the point. Why would you care? Hey, I know you lost everything. Here's $750. Where do you even get that number from? And the other one is Mayorkas. Remember, he said this October 2nd, cut 15.
We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
So that's what he's saying. You have FEMA funds for illegals. Where are the FEMA funds for Americans in peril? That's not misinformation.
And the question to Karine Jean-Pierre from Peter Ducey was the following. It was very simple. Why is it that we have to have congressional approval to give Americans money for disasters, for natural disasters, and yet we can continue giving money to illegal immigrants without congressional approval? That was the problem, because the fund was so low. Nobody was conflating, and yet, oh, they're all saying it's coming from the same thing. Nobody is saying that disaster fund money is being diverted to the illegal immigrants, but it's FEMA money. It all comes from the same source, which is American taxpayers, and just because they're in separate buckets doesn't mean it does not come from FEMA, and it's got exact different rules on how you allocate it. So to say there's misinformation is absolutely false.
Right.
The money is going to illegal immigrants, and the money that is going to disaster relief efforts is wanting.
So do you know what happened in New York? This is getting even worse, not only because they're mired in scandal, and I think it's not necessarily unrelated, even though the governor's not the mayor's not necessarily playing the perfect game. When he came out and said, I can't afford this, federal government's got to step in, you got to control the border, I got 67,000 people here, and I have nowhere to put them, I'm putting them on AstroTurf fields over at Randall's Island. Yesterday, he came out and said, New York City now needs 14,000 hotel rooms to shelter migrants throughout 2025 at a cost of $2.3 billion. Mm-hmm. We have 150 hotels packed out, paid top price. So the hotel owners are more than happy to sell out.
Sure.
So they pay 150 hotels are currently, we are paying rent for these illegals at a cost of $5.76 billion. Think about the kids in schools, the after school programs, the daycare that could be coming, where that could be going.
And take the money out of it for 1 second and think about the kids in schools. You stop right there in your argument. Think about the kids in underserved school across this country that are now being flooded with illegal immigrants. So they now get half the education. They have to hire people who speak Spanish. They have to hire people to speak different languages. They can only teach half of the curriculum that they're teaching in schools. Barack Obama Middle School in Los Angeles, where 48% of the eighth graders made the honor roll, but not a single student, not one student can read or do math at grade level. If you don't think
public school,
that education in a public school, if you don't think that's the racism of 2024, you got to think again. These underserved schools need help. They need help, and they're not getting it.
So these kids come in, and you know what the teachers are told? Pass them through.
That's right.
The bigger story, though, idiotically, Vance and Trump talked about eating cats and dogs. Instead of saying these kids from Haiti, through special provisions, come into this town, and they might be the best kids in the world, but they speak French Creole. Where does Springfield get French Creole teachers?
Right.
They overwhelm the entire system, the entire school. They're paying in this small town to house all of them. But we got caught up, or they willingly got caught up in they eating the cats and dogs in the area. That's the story.
If New York, the metropolitan area of New York, cannot handle 120,000 migrants, how in the world does Springfield handle 20,000? How in the world does Aurora handle 20,000? What do you do with them? Where do you place them?
Yeah.
How is there any possibility of making these people welcome and part of the community? You do not have the resources, and nobody has the money to do that.
Trace is here. Normally he's out of our LA Bureau doing his great show, Fox News at Night. So Trace, what is the latest with reparations? You guys were the first to study reparations. Well, the study comes out, and the African-American community is owned, even though California is not a slave state.
Right.
California decides they owe millions. What happened?
What happened is that Gavin Newsom punted on the whole reparations thing. Gavin Newsom said, well, listen, we're going to apologize, but there's not to be any money.
No money.
And so now you have all of these groups
angry,
saying, wait a minute, we've been studying this. We've given you several different proposals, and now you're saying, well, you know what? We're going to apologize because we were wrong, even though California was never a slave state. We were wrong, so we're going to apologize, but there's no money. Because there is no money, right? That's the whole point. He knows, and everybody else
What's
knows,
your budget
there
now?
Is no money.
Aren't it,
we're over $85 billion in deficit. That's the whole thing. Now that's the math this week. You know, 2 months ago, they were like, maybe 91, maybe 65. It's between 65 and $91 billion deficit for California, which 3 years ago had a $120 billion surplus.
He just recently voted down or vetoed the opportunity to pay illegals for college tuition.
Right. I mean, he's trying to back off because
these insane policies that are very unpopular with the American people.
That's right. And they're unpopular with Californians, even though California
really
is deep blue.
They are unpopular.
They're unpopular. The Proposition 46, where you can steal, 47, where you can steal anything you want under $1,000, they're unpopular with California.
He says that's not true.
It
you know
is
that,
true.
Right?
It's absolutely true. The transgender policies in schools, you've got 60 to 70% of Californians that are saying, wait a minute, you can't keep secrets from parents, and yet they do. And yet they do. And the attorney general's like, oh, yeah. And so they phrase it as, the safety in neighborhoods. Prop 47 was the Safety in Neighborhoods and Schools Act, right? Oh, let's everybody vote for that. Yeah, it lets you steal whatever you want to, lets you do any kind of drugs you want to. And then you've got other laws that literally legalize prostitution. California just changes the name, and then people aren't paying attention. Like, safe neighborhoods, well, vote for that.
So, Trace, the other thing we're hearing about, the big push to clean up the homelessness in various cities. Why now is this happening? Did everyone reach their boiling point?
Well,
or is this politically oriented?
Because people are starting to move out. I mean, the big dollar money is starting to move out.
The encampments.
The Elon Musk. Yeah, the encampments are terrible. I mean, even where we are in the Los Angeles Bureau, Brian, there are, you know, motorhomes surrounding that area of homeless people who have been there for years. And this is just outside of Santa Monica, one of the wealthiest suburbs in the country, which is now a disaster. We did a preview of this or an exact you know, look at what's happening behind the scenes in Santa Monica, and you think, how is this possible in 20 years that Santa Monica goes from this thriving beach city, one of the most famous in the country, to this disaster homeless area that has no budget, has no police force, and is in dire straits? Third Street Promenade is still open in parts, but the main mall is closing down. They're getting rid of the thing. Nordstrom is like, listen, take it. We're going. We're leaving. We don't care. We'll pay the rent. We'll do whatever we have to, but we can't make
shoplifting.
It's shoplifting.
People don't come by.
It's shoplifting. Nobody goes down there. I mean,
there's too much homeless.
Yeah, there's just no business. I mean, you have some businesses opening at 3 o'clock and closing at 6 o'clock because you get in and get out. But at nighttime, they're like, no, why would we go? There's no money to be made, and there's only danger to face.
When I lived out there, that's the first place I take people when they come to visit. I go, okay, let's go to Third Street Promenade.
Right.
We had a ton of stuff. Musicians playing on the outside, jugglers and comedians on boxes. And I went by there right after the pandemic, and I thought, well, it's going to take a while to stand it up again. But people are telling me that's done.
It's
crazy.
Listen, they're trying to survive. We walked with a man named John Alley, who used to be the mayor, and now he's an activist in Santa Monica. And you walk around and you talk to the business owners, and they're like, what are we going to do? I mean, we're trying. This is our livelihood. We're trying, but there's no help. They don't have enough law enforcement help. And it's 2 blocks from the beach. I mean, you go up
to the beach. You can't get LAPD, can't staff?
No, it's Santa Monica's a city. I mean, that's
their own city.
Their own city. So
which usually is more desirable, too. Because
exactly right. I mean, Santa Monica, the police chief just came out and said, listen, we need 300 police officers. They've got 200, 205, and they can't get people to sign up. They can't give these jobs away because nobody wants to be a cop in Santa Monica.
If you want to be a cop, there's nothing better than being California, you would think.
You would think. But California doesn't like cops. Remember Kamala Harris? She says, I'm law enforcement. No, she's not. No, she's not. She's anti-police. She's defund the police. She was against, you know, ICE, and she's against a lot of the things. Now she's changing her tune. She's a law and order thing. No, she's not.
Right. When we come back, a little bit more on that, and when Mark Halperin discovered about what Democrats really think their chances are. Trace Gallagher in, a rare appearance in New York, and he's ready to go. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-2020. 800-885-2020. Again, that's 800-885-2020.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A New Hampshire woman who decided to raise money for a disabled veteran makes today's Dean's List. Janelle met Donald at a pawn shop in Manchester. He was trying to exchange money for jewelry to cover his bills. He told her about the challenges he's had lately as the rent of his home has gone up and he was trying to keep it together while caring for his wife. Donald was worried that they would lose everything and was doing what he could to make ends meet. Janelle decided to try and help her new friend, taking money out of her own account and asking friends for donations. She raised over $1,000 for Donald. Janelle also decided to share his story on social media and created a GoFundMe page for followers to contribute. The response? Incredible. Donations from around the world, with close to $500,000 raised for Donald. His response was emotional, and despite saying he didn't deserve this, Janelle was able to convince him that his story might inspire others to help other human beings in need. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Some milk products are coming off the shelves because of a potential exposure to a common allergy ingredient. Lactaid announcing a voluntary recall for some of its non-dairy milk that may contain traces of almonds, which is not disclosed on the product and could be deadly for those who are allergic. Lactaid's parent company, H.P. Hood, says the recall includes 96-ounce containers of whole 1%, 2%, and fat-free milks sold in 27 states. The products were distributed from September 5th to the 18th. No reports of illnesses have been linked to the recall. Consumers are urged to return the products to the store they purchased it at for a refund. You can get more information on the recall by going to FDA.gov or call the HP Hood Consumer Affairs Department at 1-800-242-2423 Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest similar to the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was wondering when I caught this. I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
In the middle of all this, the White House sends a FEMA representative on a national talk show on Sunday to say, stop with the hard questions. It's hurting the morale of the FEMA employees. You can't, even Jussie Smollett can't make this stuff up. I mean, most Americans who saw that interview, Sean, thought, you know, cry me a river. That's what we pay you for. Get your ass back to work and do your job.
Right. And they wanted just to talk about misinformation. And by the way, we also know, Trace Gallagher here. Trace, what do you think? Senator Kennedy, best guest ever.
Right? Yeah, he is. I mean, he's always comes up with one great line, right? So you can talk to him and you think, okay, he's going to come up with one great line. And because of that, that one great line is replayed 10 times throughout the day. So everybody thinks that they just, every time you see him, everybody tunes in because they're thinking, okay, what's the line going to be?
Well, we had a soundbite too that, from 2022, from that same FEMA director, talking about her idea of a perfect staff would be an equitable staff and give people a diverse staff.
Right.
Again, do you want, as FEMA director, you want your best people. You don't need a lesbian, Pakistani, transgender person to check a box.
Right.
Unless that's the best person.
Listen, let me just simplify this. Remember that FEMA, if you go on their website is ready.gov. Right. And yet when you look at their mantra, when you look at their goals, number one is equity. Number two is climate change. And number three is readiness. And I think, don't you think readiness should be at the top of the heap?
See, it's not Republican or Democrat. You're running against common sense and this enlightenment. Which one? Do you want to be enlightened or do you want to live on this planet?
Which is why the Fox News at Night Common Sense Department, Brian, is worth watching every day.
How big is this department?
It is immense.
How many people do you employ?
It has gotten big. I can't even divulge the information. Oh, they're full benefits and they're right. And not one of them has called in sick ever. I mean, they've been here for a while. Not one of them has called in sick. And I mean, you talk about the brain trust. It is phenomenal.
Right.
The stuff they put together.
And that's what Trump does. It used to drive conservatives crazy because he would go, no, it doesn't make any sense. We're not doing that. And now that people realize, we're following him 4 more years. I don't know what happens next.
Yeah.
We've never seen anything like it.
No.
So you're going to be the one man.
I'm the one man on Outnumbered. Coming up in about 30 minutes.
Are you doing a show in New York tonight?
We're doing the show. We did it last night. We did hurricane coverage for 2 hours up until the wee hours of the morning. Thank you so much for watching, Brian. It was great. When you texted
in
all those times.
I have to sleep sometimes. Look, can I sleep in 2 hours?
I hear you. When I was getting up this morning, you're like, are you kidding me?
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world, family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I don't know any Trump person who says they're worried about losing any of the seven. They don't know that, they don't necessarily think they're the favorite in Michigan and Wisconsin, but they're not worried about losing them.
Right.
There's not, you don't hear from them, oh my goodness. What you hear is we're moving up. What the three of us are hearing, we're moving up in those two. We're going to win the three Sunbelt states, and we're stronger in Pennsylvania than she is. That to me, if the whole thing's about the Electoral College, you take any of the Rust Belt states away from her, it's very difficult for her to win. Very difficult. It's not mathematically impossible, but it probably won't happen if she loses any of them.
And the President of the United States says, I want New York, New Jersey, and New Mexico. So that's, and he says in Virginia, I talked to Governor Youngkin today, he's trailing about four in Virginia. I'm not sure what kind of commitment he's going to make because you have to make some decisions. But that was Mark Halpern. He's an opinion guy. He's an analyst. He says, I'm not telling you I want Trump to win. I'm just telling you what Democratic pollsters, internals are saying to them. And they're alarmed. And it makes sense. Why else would she suddenly be available on The View, Howard Stern, 60 Minutes? Why is she all of a sudden no longer risk adverse, or it's worth the risk? Something happened. Bob Cusack, you've seen it all, editor-in-chief of The Hill. So Mark Halpern says that, and people accuse him of going to bat for Trump. He's like, no, I'm just telling you what the polls are saying. What are you hearing?
Yeah, no, my colleague Amy Parnes did a great story this week about Democratic angst being on the rise, and you're totally right. that's the reason she's doing the media interviews. And she hasn't hit a home run in any of these interviews, even though they're friendly. Obviously, the Howard Stern one was very friendly. But both on The View and Colbert, she was basically asked to say how she's different than President Biden, who, as you know, Brian, is not very popular. His policies aren't popular. And she didn't answer it. She said, oh, not, you know, nothing comes to mind. Like, that's an easy question. That doesn't mean you have to bash Biden. I understand that. But Biden would also understand you've got to separate yourself from him. And of course, what happened? The Trump campaign was all over that. And so the media blitz is not working. Her honeymoon is over. That's for sure.
Here's what Trump said yesterday to that. Cut 28.
So all of the agony, all of the suffering, all of the inflation and the border and the criminals coming into our country, she wouldn't have done anything different than this guy that should have really never been president, in my opinion, should have never been president. So she said that there would be nothing. And to me, that is a disqualifying answer. That should disqualify her from even running.
So that's in response. And it is controversial. But the thing is, Bob, that's preparation. I know she has good people around her. I mean, does anybody think David Plouffe doesn't know what he's doing? Or Brian Fallon doesn't know what he's doing? Does anyone, this guy Ian Sams, sits there, takes in, you know, he's been a spokesperson for the worst times with Joe Biden. I mean, just sit around and go, guys, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to go do 60 Minutes now. They're going to ask me why I flip-flopped on five major stories. What do I want to do? I evolve. Well, why? How did you evolve? What made you evolve? Did you change your opinion? Did you meet a bunch of frackers in hard hats and realize that environmentally it isn't that dangerous? But she never has any answer to any of it.
No. And this is, you know, her rise in the polls has been significant, but it is now stalling. And I think a lot of that rise was kind of soft, where independent voters are like, okay, maybe I'm leaning toward her. But, you know, it is kind of baffling. I mean, it goes back to the Lester Holt interview early in the Biden administration, where she wasn't ready for the border question. How can you not be ready for the border question? How can you not be ready for a question, really a softball question in a lot of ways, but also a straightforward and a good question of how you're different than Biden? How would you do anything differently? I mean, you can mention, well, the Afghanistan withdrawal didn't go so well. Biden's been very defensive on that, but at least pick out some wonky details. There are differences on tax policy that they have. But that answer was not a good one. And not surprisingly, the Trump campaign, which also has some very good people, you know, they pounced all over it.
Right. So a couple other things. Just I want you to hear a little bit more from Halperin. What he says, he was able to get a leak, and evidently the Harris camp is really upset because it's accurate. But this is what they're seeing inside. Cut 31.
What's happening now with Kamala Harris is this is an experiment. Can you win a short campaign with an untested candidate? And what I'm telling you is happening in private polling is she's got a problem now, okay? It's not cheering for Trump. It's not predicting Trump will win. She's got a problem. For you Harris people on here complaining that we're talking about problems in the Harris campaign, you're welcome to put your head in the sand about it. If you want to go watch MSNBC primetime and hear how great things are going for the Harris campaign, you're welcome to do that. But if you want to understand what's actually happening, we're here to tell you, I just saw some new private polling today that's very robust private polling. She's in a lot of trouble.
Right. So, Bob, how else, what other reason can you give for her doing all these sit-downs? So I just think that if you just watch the action, it tells you a lot.
No, that's right. You know, and that's, you know, since the debate, I think, with Trump, she's had some shaky performances and shaky media appearances, partly because she hasn't done a lot of media. Nor did Biden, for that matter, during their time in the White House. So, you know, that matters. And it's also, you know, going back to the VP debate, why did Vance win that debate? Well, part of the reason was because he goes into the lion's den. He goes on stations and does mainstream media, and he'll debate them. And Walz hasn't been doing that. And that's part of the reason that Vance won, other than Vance is very well spoken. But you need to have practice of sparring with journalists. And obviously Trump and Vance do it a lot, and it helps them.
So, you know, we're looking for an October surprise. Is Bob Woodward's book, from what you've seen, an October surprise? And if they write a tell-all book about the Biden administration and don't talk about his cognitive decline, or at least address it, that book is worthless. If you don't talk about how the vice president has been invisible and many Democrats thought she should have been dumped from the ticket prior to her being handed the ticket,
That book is useless. It looks like an agenda book. I have not seen anything about that in the excerpts they've released. Have you?
I have not. Not on that. Not on that point. And certainly that is a legitimate issue, and it's part of the reason, a big part of the reason why Biden was pushed out by Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama. And to your point on Harris, you know, a lot of Democrats were thinking, well, we can get somebody else. We can get Newsom or somebody else. And that was never going to work. I was telling Democrats, listen, from the fundraising perspective, you got Harris or Biden. You got to choose one of them. And obviously they had to go with Harris. But no, that is the big concern. You know, Biden is nowhere near as sharp as he was even 4 years ago. And I think we're going to see a lot more stories probably after the election. Brian, on that issue with Biden's acuity and memory lapses.
So we have Donald Trump says that he wants to go. He's going to Madison Square Garden October 27th. You know he's going to sell it out. Other people are saying they should not rent it to him because he's like Hitler. You know, there was evidently a Nazi rally right before World War II, a pro-Nazi rally at Madison Square Garden, and they're equating it to it. Of course, at this point, I just think that rhetoric works against your cause personally. But he's doing that. He wants New Jersey and he wants New Mexico. If you're his campaign, do you say, Mr. President, we got 7 battleground states, focus there, or do you like this?
I think doing a one-off at MSG, I think that's a good idea because that is, I mean, it's an iconic place. I've been there, grew up in Manhattan, watched many Knicks games there. But I don't think he should be spending time in those blue states. He's got to camp out in Pennsylvania. You know, our decision desk, HQ, who is a partner with us, they say basically if the candidate who wins Pennsylvania has an 85% chance of winning. And if you look at the map, that's dead on. So you got to camp out in states like that, I would think, down the stretch. And listen, and Trump, he outworked Hillary Clinton. There's no doubt about it in 2016. So it's going to be tough to outwork Trump this time around, but certainly Harris is doing at least more rallies than Hillary Clinton was doing.
She does, but I remember a story over last weekend that some Democrats were concerned about her light schedule. She's got way too many meetings and not enough appearances. So I hear you on that. A couple of things. I just saw today in the Cook Report there could be trouble. It says that Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania is on the verge of losing a seat. It was supposedly a big pickup possibly for Democrats. Amy Walter wrote about it. It says Perry, a former Freedom Caucus guy, is being killed fundraising by Janelle Stelson, a well-known former local news anchor. Is that a canary in a coal mine? Could that be problems, or is that just a well-known anchor in a purple district?
I think, I mean, Democrats have been targeting Perry for a long time. They would love to take him out like they would love to take out Ted Cruz, though I don't think they're going to win on Cruz. But there are a lot of close races in the House. That is one of them. So that is one that and Democrats do have big fundraising advantages in the battle for the House, which, by the way, goes through California and New York. A lot of these close races are coming down to those states. Now, obviously, those are blue states, but at the same time, those are districts that are right down the middle. So that's going to be – but Perry is one they would love to take out, Perry. Mm. Honestly, Brian, I don't think – we may not know who's winning the House for about a week. A lot of these House races are so close and they take a while to figure out.
You know, we're talking about Cusack to the Hill. So, Bob, let's look at the Senate if we can. They say that right now they're seeing huge movement with Mike Rogers in Michigan and Eric Hovde in Wisconsin. Now, you know, Hogan's trailing by a couple of points in Maryland, which is going to be a tough haul, but he might be the unicorn candidate that could do it. We'll see. And then you look at Tim Sheehy. What are you seeing?
Well, listen, I think the chances of Republicans taking the Senate are very high. I would put it at higher than some others. I think it's around 80% because I don't think Democrats are going to take out Cruz or Rick Scott in Florida. They've already lost West Virginia because Manchin is not running. So then basically Democrats have to win every other race, including those races and beyond that you mentioned. John Tester's in a lot of trouble in Montana. I think it is.
And he should be. He votes like a liberal Democrat. He could be by Joe Manchin's side through all that. And Sinema. He could have been one of the three standing up to not blow up the filibuster and not pack the court. But he chose not to.
Yeah, he was not part of that duo, certainly. They didn't make it a trio with him. Sherrod Brown is doing better in Ohio, but that's a red state. And you know, history shows that in close Senate races, especially, who wins? Well, it's whoever wins the presidential. So obviously Trump's going to win Ohio. That's bad news for Sherrod Brown. And an interesting Wall Street Journal piece recently, Sherrod Brown was asked about why the rise of Trump in Ohio specifically, and Sherrod Brown said, "I don't know." So
that's all he said.
He's trying to hang on. He can't even explain the rise of Trump in his own, in a home state. But Brown is a very good candidate. He could still win, but that's going to be a tough haul for him too.
And lastly, just on the Q poll that's out, it's always relatively unique. Michigan has Trump up by 2, and Wisconsin Trump up by 2, but losing by 2 in Pennsylvania. That was the first time in a long time I've seen that. Have you seen that trend too? I know in the Real Clear it's a flat-footed tie.
Yeah, that is, and there'd be some outliers here and there, but on those battleground states, you know, there's 7, obviously. They usually don't go, and for the sake of the country, hopefully they don't go 4-3. They usually go one way or the other. There's 6 of 7, or at least 5 of 7 go one way or the other. We saw that in 2016 and 2020. I anticipate that's going to be the case as well. So most of these battlegrounds are going to go to one candidate as opposed to splitting them down the middle. And we'll see. So that means whoever wins October, because this thing is so tight, is going to win those battlegrounds.
Interesting. Bob, and which story that has you intrigued? What are you working on right now?
Listen, I think the next steps of what Harris does, I think she's got to, honestly, going back to what we were talking about, I think she's got to clean up that statement about not being different than Biden. Just saying, well, I'm definitely not Joe Biden, like appearance wise. Well, okay. But I think she's got to, they got to walk that back. And I think that was a major unforced error.
You know why? Turn the page. She wants everyone to turn the page to what? To the same thing. You're in power now. You just reminded everybody.
Right. You want to be the change candidate. And she's actually surprisingly doing well in some change, you know, who's got the change moniker. But at the same time, when answers like that, she's going to lose it quick.
Bob Cusack, always great. Thank you so much. He's editor-in-chief of The Hill.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, Brian Kilmeade, back to wrap things up and find out if you indeed need to know more.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we are going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. To know. Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen is the most recommended memory support brand by pharmacists.
Hey, welcome back. It's time to find out if you need to know more, although you need to know a lot. Next, Taylor Swift, Tom Brady donated to support of relief efforts in Florida following a devastating hurricane. Obviously, we're in the middle of now. She donated $5 million to Taylor Swift. Can you imagine that? And also, Tom Brady donated $100,000 to the volunteer effort. Next, Rafael Nadal, I'm not the biggest tennis guy, but I can appreciate greatness, and he was. He's retiring at the age of 38, saying, I don't think I've been able to play without limitations, but in life, everything has a beginning and an end, and I think it's an appropriate time to put an end to a great career. I saw a big feature on him in 60 Minutes. An extremely likable guy. I think he's going to be, he's like a rock star in Spain. Next, Pete Rose was taken to the hospital by a friend just 5 days before his death, but after a battery of tests, doctors concluded he was healthy enough to go home. On September 25th, cause that she believed was acting different, docs ran tests, but everything appeared to be fine with him. Days later, Pete traveled to Nashville for a meet and greet with fans, where he passed away hours after returning from the trip. As for what happened the day of Rose's death, his son Tyler made a 911 call at 2:54 telling authorities he believed his dad was dead. Cops and medics responded to the scene, and when they arrived, Tyler told them they found his dad unresponsive. He got his father dressed and then performed CPR. He got his father dressed and then performed CPR, unfortunately, to no avail. Emergency responders, after consulting with a physician at a local hospital, declared Rose dead. The coroner in Vegas, after performing the autopsy, concluded he died of heart disease. How could they not pick that up? What are you going to the doctor for? They don't check your heart. Next, Brown University rejects the pro-Palestinian students' demands to divest from Israel. Thank goodness. Brown will not divest from 10 companies described in student-led divestment proposal to facilitate the Israeli occupation of Palestine. Stand up to these idiots who are being financed by outside sources in America and beyond. Enough. Next. A second fan has filed a lawsuit claiming ownership of Shohei Ohtani's 50-50 baseball. It's going to be a lot of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars. According to online records, the latest suit was filed by this guy, Joe Davido of Florida, and the defendants are Chris Belansky and Kelvin Ramirez, Max Mattis, and Golden Auctions. Belansky is the man who left the stadium with the baseball. Mattis, who filed the first lawsuit, and Ramirez have also claimed ownership of the baseball. Tiny became the first player in baseball history to hit 50 homers and steal 50 bases. The bidding for the baseball through Golden Auctions is
$1.4 million. The suit goes on to say that an unknown fan wrongfully jumped over the railing, jumped onto the plaintiff and plaintiff's arm, and attacked him, causing the 50-50 ball to come loose. Did you see this, Pete?
No, I didn't notice that, but the way he's claiming is that he had his hand on half the baseball. So he's claiming, well, if I had my hand on half the baseball, it's half mine, until some fan jumped down, I guess, in the scrum for the ball and knocked his hand off of it. Thus, he didn't walk away with the baseball.
Ugh. What a mess.
Yeah.
Next, a pair of British brothers-in-law worked in tandem to break their own Guinness Book of World Records by pulling a pair of cars a distance of 32 miles in 24 hours. John Dorwin and James Baker originally became co-holders of the record when they pulled their car the distance of 22 miles, and that's in 2021. And both attempts, the men made sure to stop the exact same distance so they could co-hold the record. So I feel like that is the American way. You can be nice and can be competitive. And lastly, the Mets are in the middle of one of the most remarkable cities seasons ever. They eliminate the Philadelphia Phillies, the number two seed, last night with a grand slam by Lindor, the team's MVP, who took a few years to get settled in. They traded so many players for him and a bunch of draft picks. He's finally coming to his own, and now they wait to play the Dodgers or the Padres.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. Whether you have private insurance, traditional Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you inject insulin or have hypoglycemic events without insulin, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copay and deductible, a continuous glucose monitor. It provides blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes and lows with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare has been named Best Overall Diabetes Supply Company 4 years in a row by Very Well Health. We carry all major brands, and we'll work with your insurance to get your CGM approved. If you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now. See if you qualify and end the finger stick.
Call 888-910-9067. 888-910-9067. That's 888-910-9067.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.